from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
Amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Hey, it's Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
Hi, it's Catherine.
What's up, Catherine? How are you?
Is this my girlfriend,
I'm good,
Catherine?
How are you? It could be.
Oh,
hello. Damn.
Shut up, Maury. What's going on?
Well, it was my birthday on the weekend.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 22 now.
Perfect.
I'm getting old.
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
Why do you say perfect like that? You're looking for to trade in?
No.
One Catherine for another?
Please, no. I never would. There's nothing available to me that would ever top the woman that I have.
You don't even know me yet.
Oh! All right. All right, young Catherine, sell yourself to us.
I'm not getting into this.
So what are you into? What's your personality like?
I don't even know what 22-year-olds are interested in. Not that this matters, but I'm actually very curious.
Yeah.
So what are 22-year-olds interested in? Like, your birthday was your birthday weekend. What does a 22-year-old do to celebrate a birthday in 2018?
Well, to be honest, I'm kind of like... Okay, so I'm already getting married, and we have two boys, so I didn't really do anything,
okay.
But had dinner made for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not really, like, into the whole partying kind of scene,
but you're still into flirting, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Okay, obviously.
Oh, wow.
So you didn't party too hard, then, for your birthday?
No.
Okay. Are you on Tinder?
No.
I don't know. Listen, you said you still like the
I'm
flirt.
Engaged.
I know, yeah. But still, I'm sure there are a lot of engaged people who are listening right now who still have a Tinder account.
Probably, yeah. But I think there's some serious problems with their relationship if they do.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff are you into at 22 years old?
I personally love baking. I have my own little like business that I kind of run on the side
for
being a mom. So. Yeah. I'd love to, I don't know, have like my own bakery one day, but it's obviously like super expensive.
Where's your business based out of?
I'm in Hamilton.
In Hamilton? Oh, okay. We'll let you plug it on the show. Go ahead, give the name.
So it's just Catherine's Bakery, and I just do lots of different like styles of cupcakes and decorated cookies and things like that.
That's
cool. Roz likes cookies.
Kind of over the top.
What else are you into? What kind of movies do you like?
Anything funny, really.
Yeah. Roz likes funny movies.
Scary.
Shut up, Mocha.
Yeah.
Like scary movies. I haven't seen The Nun yet, but
Roz is just talking while that last song was playing how he hasn't seen The Nun yet. I don't know, Roz.
Wow.
I think we found ourselves a match.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Okay. I think we found ourselves a love connection.
Yeah, like I have room in my life for this.
No, and you would never have to worry about belting out the wrong name because...
Yo, younger Catherine's on fire today.
I know. This may actually, it's so funny because you, like, you may actually, like, are we in bizarro world? Like, are we in, like, a wormhole right now where I'm actually talking to 22-year-old Catherine, my girlfriend?
Because pretty much safeties, right?
Who's trying to say something to incriminate me in like the year 28? Like, I don't know. This could be like a weird sort of Fellini type situation that we're in that I don't fully understand.
So what do you think, Catherine? Do we have a match?
I really love my fiance, so yeah. I don't know.
Okay, good. As you
she didn't say no, though. I don't know.
That's not it.
Maybe, like, I got to keep my options open. Who knows, like, 20 years down the road.
Yeah.
Roz, okay. You know.
Yeah, when I'm 60.
Aging a little, yeah. And his life insurance is kind of coming in.
Right.
And,
yeah, everybody wants the money. Everybody wants the money.
Well, happy belated birthday, Catherine.
Thank you very much. I was hoping, maybe for my birthday, since I never win anything on your show, that we could do some science with Maury one day this week.
Oh, science with Maury.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Science with Maury. Well, how did that work? We would give
the scientific term
Maury.
Dale Maury has to explain what that
got
is.
Got you.
Catherine, I think science with Maury is definitely doable. We can make that happen. Like in a matter of minutes.
Oh, awesome. All right. Thank you so much, guys.
It was so nice talking to you. I hope things work out for you and Roz.
Shut up.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Bye, love.
Bye.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Okay, so by request, Science with Maury. People love this. We give Dammit Maury a scientific slash medical slash biology, whatever term, and then you do your best to decipher what it is.
Absolutely.
Okay. All those years of school paying off. In the past, we've done...
Who needs Nobel when you have Maury?
We've done angina. We've done hypothesis, mean, what it is to be mean, Maury, right?
Yeah, which is...
I believe we asked you what the mean was, and you said...
Anger, the meter of anger.
No, you didn't. You said your husband, Matthew.
And that.
Right. Okay, so today with Science with Maury, Mocha, are you ready?
Yeah, man.
Okay, Maury, your word is, your scientific word is arsole. Arsole.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, A-R-S-O-L-E. Our soul.
Isn't it just your bum?
Try again.
Like, it's what you are. You are such an arsehole.
Right. No, our soul is a an arsenic-based organic compound. However, its molecules apparently are ring-shaped.
Next!
Radical. Maury, what is radical?
Radical is like it's an 80s term. Like, dude, you're so radical.
Right. Incorrect, Maury.
Want to try again?
Like, is it, early 90s term for your sister?
Radical, R-A-D-I-C-L-E, is a small root, specifically the part of a plant embryo
that develops like radish.
Into a root. Nocturnal inertes. Maury, nocturnal inertes.
No. Come on, why are you doing this to the guy?
What does nocturnal inertes mean?
Nocturnal. Oh, when you knock, when you're indoors and you knock.
Right. Okay.
And then what's the second part?
So knock internal.
So knocking indoors.
Right. Inertes.
For the nurse.
Right. Okay.
What?
So you're when you indoor, you're in a hospital knocking. Hi, nurse.
Okay. Right. Okay. So nocturnal inertes is when you knock for the nurse.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Cool. Yeah. No, that's actually the medical term for bedwetting.
Then you gotta knock for the nurse.
Right. Right. Okay, here, hold on here. Sea puss.
Oh, okay.
Maury, what is sea puss? Two words, yeah. S-E-A-P-U-S-S.
Okay.
Sea puss.
Underwater cat.
Right. So dead cat then?
Dead cat. No. Right? Cat, like a catfish.
Oh, catfish.
Oh,
do you think a catfish is an actual cat in the water?
Is it?
No, it's not.
I mean, you can't hear the meows because it's bubbles.
Hold on, do you honestly think that a catfish is a cat that lives in the water? I need to know this right now.
Not as hairy because it needs smoother skin, but you also don't hear the mews, meow, meows.
What does a catfish look like to you?
Like a flat cat.
A flat cat?
Like a fishy cat, like with the with the whiskers.
Tentacles!
Whiskers.
Moving on.
You're describing a monster, bro.
Moving on. No, sea puss is nothing body related. A sea puss is a strong seaward current, riptide, or undertow. That's what that is. Maury, what is mastication?
Okay, so...
Mastication.
It's what I do alone many times.
No, it's not. Actually, no, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Maury got this right. Maury, what is it? Mastication?
It's what I do when my husband's not home all the time.
Right. This is the activity of your body chewing.
Oh, hey.
So when you're eating at home alone.
We'll go for that.
Yes, it's chewing. It's the first step to digestion, mastication, Maury. So yes, 100%. Wow. You do a lot of that when your husband's not around. Do we have time for one more?
One more.
Sphenopalatine ganglioneuralia.
Okay, take it piece by piece. Okay. First part.
Sphenopalatine.
Sphenopalatine.
Sphenopalatine. Onuralia.
Onuralia.
Yeah. Sphenopalatine ganglioneuralia.
Sphenopalatine ganglioneuralia.
Yes.
Sphenopalatine ganglioneuralia.
Yeah. Olly, all come free. Right. Okay. It's what you say at the end of tag.
Okay. Literally, I'm guessing on this one.
Yes.
Really?
Okay. Okay.
Say the first part.
Okay. I believe it's phenopalatine ganglioneuralia.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's Uncle Sven who's...
Stop it.
...friends with a pal
Stop
of his
it.
Teens.
Stop it. That's a weird-ass uncle, man.
It's an uncle you want to stay away from, bro. Yeah.
It's an uncle who has lots of teen friends.
Oh, Sphenopalatine. Oh, incarcerated uncle. Is that the medical term for incarcerated uncle? No, it's the medical term for an ice cream headache, Maury.
Oh, snap.
And that's Science with Maury.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So they talked to 100 people.
Who?
Who have lived to be 100.
They talked to 100 year olds?
Yeah, they talked to 100 year olds.
Okay.
And found out the 10 most common tips they had to living to 100. But this is like sort of bogus because you always hear these stories where you see like the woman on the local news who's 110.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's your secret? She's like, cigarettes and bingo.
Yeah.
Well, it worked. She lived to 110.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay.
I eat a plate of bacon every single day.
Oh, you're like, okay. But like, what else? Right? Because that's just seems very specific. I never wore a seatbelt. Right? And you're like, okay, but like what else, right? Yeah. So they compiled the sort of top 10 list of things that came up most often when they talked to 100 year olds
okay.
about their tips on living to be 100.
Okay.
So at 10 was have faith. At 9 was be nice to people. Always try to get a good night's sleep was at 8. Maintain meaningful relationships.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
At 6 was don't drink too much and don't smoke.
Oh, okay.
5 was drink alcohol regularly.
What about 4?
I'm going from 10 to 1.
No, I mean, if 4 is don't drink.
No, 6 was don't 6 drink.
6 don't drink.
And
six
then 5.
Don't drink. 5 is drink.
Yeah, that's what
5.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm telling you. This is just what people say. So this is what I'm saying. 100 year olds are all over the map.
Don't tell me
right?
4 is don't smoke and 3 is smoke lots.
Right. Could you imagine? Yeah.
Never wear socks. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that. For that great tip. Never wear socks. 4 is stay positive.
Uh-huh.
Right? Having a positive attitude. 3 is stay active.
Mm.
2 is eat healthy. And 1, the 1 piece of advice that 100 year olds had about living to 100 was ignore traditional advice about your diet.
Oh. So,
2, eat healthy.
Yeah.
1, ignore all diet advice.
So every answer contradicts like another answer.
Because they're 100. Right? They're 100. But anyway, take from that what you want. I guess this is like a which way book. Like, I'm going to go with 4. I'm going to drink.
And I'm not going to wear my seatbelt.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Champions of Magic Show is hitting Toronto December 19th to January 6th at the St. Lawrence Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets on sale right now. And Alex McAleer is here. He's one of the 5 illusionists who are going to be performing. What's going on, dude?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking.
So what is your role in this show?
So my role is I am a mind reader extraordinaire, I think.
Not just a mind reader.
Yeah, but it has to be extraordinary. You know?
Right.
It's a big show.
Right. I understand this now.
The other guys, they can't just be the illusionists. They're the grand illusionists.
Thank you.
Oh,
I'm fully on board for this.
Or else you wouldn't be booked for this show.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah.
You wouldn't be touring with the, with the rest of the group.
You can't have distinctly average magician as your tagline.
So you are part of this show. What makes your abilities or skills different than the magicians? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So we each have our own kind of specialities. Like, there's a escape artist in the show.
Okay.
Or escapologist is the technical term.
Right.
And there's also a close-up magician. There's the illusionist and stuff. So we each have our own...
And you're the warlock.
Genre. I'm the warlock.
Right, yeah, okay. Right.
So prior to walking into the studio just now, right, mm-hmm. were there like certain vibes you could pick up from Roz and I before shaking our hands, before meeting us, before we started this interview?
I have to see people in person.
How do you do this? What can we do? What can we do today?
Like, do I need to come and sit like right next to you?
Yeah, if you're right next to me, that'll make it much easier. Yeah, okay.
Mocha's going to go across the room right now.
So what do I got
to
do?
So I am going to... So for people listening, we haven't like set anything up, we haven't prearranged anything.
No, never.
Paid you off. Good.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, you can say that. People are still not going to believe it. So anyway. So, okay, I'm going to get you a little piece of card.
Okay.
And I'm just going to check what I've written.
Now, do this at the actual show? You invite audience members to come up to the
Yes,
to the
absolutely.
Stage?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Great. Like straight away, I throw out this little toy monkey. People would catch it. They come up.
Okay, cool.
It's nice and random. So this says, please... I can't read my own writing. Please write any short English word, is what this says. So you need to think of a short English word.
Okay.
So short is, let's say, 7 letters or less.
Yep.
And don't go for just cat or dog, because those are kind of the obvious
choices.
Yeah, those are kind of the obvious choices.
Way to go.
I could see you that way already.
Yeah.
Come on,
read
man.
My mind.
Come on. My reader already says, come on, a short word, and you pick dog?
I actually
Dude,
did.
Dude, are yeah. you kidding me?
I okay. did. I picked dog.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay, I got another one.
I got another one.
Yeah.
Good.
Not dogs, right?
okay, hold on. Now I got to think of another
okay.
one.
Okay.
Okay, got one.
This better not be a breed of dog now.
No. Good. Okay,
so you're going to jot this down just so we've got some proof right there, and then fold it back up. So
okay.
the writing is
okay.
on the inside.
So,
I'll look
so
the other
not,
way.
So, okay.
not
so Alex just gave Mocha a white piece of, just like a card, and Mocha has the pen, by the way, that was Alex's pen. Not that that matters.
Fine. I stole it from the hotel.
He stole it from the hotel.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Alex, Mocha, hang on 1 second. So Maury is on the phone. Maury's going to tell the audience right now what Mocha's word was. Alex cannot hear this. Maury, what was it?
The word is baby. Baby.
And now Alex can you can turn okay. turn back around.
And you it's not a it's quite a thick piece of card as
yeah,
well. It's
it
not
is.
Like it's just a thin index card. I'm going to pop it in an envelope so you know it's nice and safe.
Yep.
So it's not going to go anywhere. It'll be sealed. It'll stay on the table between us, so you know I'm not just
okay.
secretly popping open and reading it. So whatever this word is, you're going to say it over and over again in your head, not
okay.
out loud, because that does take the challenge out
okay.
for me.
He's good.
Yeah. So whatever the word is, you say it over and over again in your head.
Okay.
For me, slowly, because that's too fast at the moment. So nice and slowly, you say that word.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you just say it in your head. Now, I'm not psychic. This isn't some sort of weird... like psychic gift, but you will tell me what it is slowly but surely. Could you think about a letter just somewhere in the middle of that word? Just one letter, somewhere in the middle.
Yep.
Good, okay, don't change your mind because that confuses me. Because there was one, then another, and you hopped back. Because there is it's either a B or a D or something in the middle, and you're not going to tell me which is fine. Oh. I'm going to guess at a B, though, right there. And there is also, the other one was a vowel. Say your name out loud for me, your name.
Mocha.
Good, say it again.
Mocha.
Good. Now say your own name, but just in your head.
Okay.
Good. Now say the word, but just in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Is that baby? As in no one puts baby in the corner, baby?
Wow.
Is that stunned silence or...
Wow. Can I open this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it baby, though?
Okay.
It is. Yeah, I can see the
yeah.
the way he's smiling.
Yeah. That's crazy.
B-A-B-Y. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, how'd you do that?
Mind reading.
So Mocha just wrote down on a card, baby, put it in a sealed envelope. And then you just had Mocha repeat the word over and over and over again in his head. And you came up with baby. And I would like to ask you to leave because you're a warlock, obviously. And and I'm getting the heebie-jeebies right now. I don't know how this stuff happens, but there's trickery behind it, but I don't understand it. And much like my grandfather, I shun the things that I don't understand.
Champions of Magic happening December 19th
wow.
to January 6th. St. Lawrence Center for the Performing Arts. Alex McAleer, thank you so much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show.
A real, you get a sense of like being pissed off, right? Like you lost. Like there's a feeling that you lost.
Oh, I'm mad.
In this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the
mad
way, you're
hell.
Never allowed to come back again.
Right.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Go, Leafs, go! Go, Leafs, go! Go, Leafs, go! Leafs and Canadians tonight, baby.
Dan Mamori had a chance to hang with all your favorite Toronto Maple Leafs ahead of tonight's home opener, season opener, you name it. NHL 19 predicted them to win the cup. Bodog hasn't predicted to win the cup. I don't want to go on and on and on and on and on. But that's just reality. We woke up to a reality this morning. So,
I'm not getting my hopes up just yet.
No, Dan Mamori went down, covered the season. In only the way that Dan Mamori could.
Is it roses are red, the Leafs are blue, and this season they're coming for you, especially if they take this reporter's suggestion for a good luck charm. First up to bat, John Tavares.
To bat?
I don't know if you do need luck.
Sorry. Yeah. For, you said first up to bat
yeah.
when we're talking about hockey, and then you called him John Chavarez?
Yeah, Chavarez.
And for a good luck charm. First up to bat, John Chavarez. I don't know if you do need luck, you're more than welcome to rub my belly.
I like to try to create my own luck, I think.
It's right here if you want to rub my belly.
I appreciate it.
Oh, with the strikeout. Now the soft, smooth hands of Morgan Riley. I'm willing to allow you to rub my belly.
I think I'll pass, but I appreciate the offer.
Ooh, swing and a miss. What have you got to lose?
You know what? That's a good point, but I think there's other ways to go about attaining that luck, and I think we'll try different avenues.
It's right there, but I get it.
Okay, that's okay. I think I can hold off.
This is getting really weird, isn't it?
No, I'm enjoying it.
Oh, if I had a nickel. Even Austin Matthews turned it down. People rub my belly for good luck, you know.
I don't know if we're going to do that, but I don't know, I'm sure we could think of something a little bit more appropriate, you know?
Ah, just a little offside. Ah, yes, the Toronto Maple Leafs. And they're back for their 102nd season. And like a freshly caught fish, they're hitting the ice. And this reporter's there to hit a slap shot of a question. And what did you, like, really suck at last season that you need to work on?
Well, there's a lot of things that I really, really stank at, so there's lots of room to get better.
But like a schoolboy who's flung their knapsack over his shoulder for the first time this year, Jake Gardner tells us about those back-to-school jitters, as he says.
I don't know if I'd call them back-to-school jitters.
Could this season be more exciting and different? Some call him a beacon of hope. John Chavarez is going to give it everything they have to get to the ultimate goal.
We're going to give it everything we have to get to the ultimate goal.
Go Leafs, go! Heading into the season, we're ready to win. And Jake Gardner helps us get hyped.
I mean, I don't know if you need hype.
See you on the court. Maury Sherman, Roz and Mocha News.
Oh my God, dude! That is so funny. I can't wait to see John Chavarez on the court tonight.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
And from Oakville, Ontario, number 91, John Tavares.
Okay, for real.
There you go.
How good was it to hear that announcement, like, officially?
That was the first time I heard it just now.
Serious? You didn't watch the intro?
No.
You didn't watch the intro of the weekend. You were so hyped.
Okay, I know. Okay.
And so excited. Okay. I made sure I was sitting on the couch right when the intro started. I needed to see that intro.
Can I explain, please, to the court why I missed the first 15 minutes of the game, 10 minutes of the game, plus all the intro?
This better be good.
So Wednesday was going to be Leafs home opener, first game of the season, John Tavares. Roxy and I had big plans.
Yeah.
Huge plans.
Yeah. Food and snacks.
Yeah. Wings, fries, gravy, the whole deal. Big bowl of mayo. We're set.
Mm.
But Wednesday is also initiated by Roxy, the night we play Clue as a family.
Oh, no.
Okay? And normally, I get my ass kicked in Clue. I'm no good at it. I've never won a game of Clue.
In the kitchen with the wrench.
Thank you. I've never won a game. I've never won. We play all the time. I have never won a game of Clue, and it's only for the three of us that play.
Yeah.
Never. And so can I just say, last night, I was like really close to winning.
Uh-huh.
And so I was really into Clue. And I made that decision where, do we pause the game and watch the very beginning of the Leafs game, or do I try my best to win my first game of Clue ever?
Against an 8-year-old.
Right. Because Catherine at this point was already out of the game. She made a wrong guess. So it was, I was head-to-head at this point. I was head-to-head.
It was not the candlestick in the bedroom.
Correct. I was head-to-head with Roxy at this point. Head-to-head. And she always destroys me. And so I was super close to winning. And so I made the decision to not turn the television on and finish out the game and destroy my child in Clue.
Who's 8, by the way?
So I won my first game. So that's a celebration. Nice. Leafs win their first game.
Oh.
I won for the first time at Clue. But and then I fell asleep before the end.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I missed the overtime goal.
Oh, so you missed this.
Yeah.
Matthews over the boards with Marlowe, who takes the pass. Going in for the shot. A shot, he scores!
Yeah.
Austin Matthews wins the game!
Yeah, oh,
I missed it.
You missed all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
But I had a great time while I was awake.
Beating an 8-year-old in Clue.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Portugal, one of the warmest countries in all of Europe, and Air Transat flies to Lisbon in the winter months, three times a week, and weekly to Faro and Porto.
Yeah, I'll tell you, a couple of years ago, you would sort of look online and on social media, and everybody seemed to be going to Costa Rica, and that was the kind of life-changing trip that everyone was doing. But now the new jam is 100% Portugal. The amount of people I know that have gone there and come back with their lives changed is incredible.
One thing that people love to do whenever they visit a new spot, you do those multi-city tours.
Yeah.
One of the great things about Lisbon is you can still do that tour, but you can do that on your own time and traveling by foot.
Yeah, which is the best part.
Right?
Yeah, because when you think of a vacation, you kind of want to, if you're done with the resorts and you don't necessarily want to go to a big city, those usually are your two options. But Portugal is like sort of right there in the middle where it's, you get to engage in the, and sort of live the lifestyle of the people who have been living there for years before you get there. And it's really incredible. And like I said, man, you talk to anybody that's been to Portugal, they come back a changed person. Put this trip on your list.
Oh God, Maury just walked in.
What?
Madonna lives there now too.
Does she really?
Yeah, Madonna lives permanently in Lisbon.
There you go. Madonna lives in Portugal.
You can go knock on her door and be like, yo, Madge, I'm here.
Yeah. What's the
show me around.
What's the Portuguese food that every, what's the national dish?
Oh, well, I love...
not what you love.
No, what's the one they're known for? Codfish. Yeah. There you go. Go have some cod with Madonna.
Maury was just about to say French fries. Right.
Cod. Also, let me tell you something, man. French fries and cod with Madonna in Portugal. Make it happen. Book your trip.
If that's not an Instagram picture right there.
Yes. Book your trip. Do this now.
Airtransat.com for all the info. All right. What are we doing? Taking photo?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's Ron Zamoka. What's up?
Ron
Zamoka! Yeah.
Oh my god, I absolutely love you.
Well, we love you right back, and you got through. What's your name?
It's Trish, and my sister Marcy is sitting right beside me.
Oh, okay. What are you guys up to today?
Just driving to work in this horrible rain.
Yeah, it's exciting.
But it's my sister's birthday today.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Yeah. And I thought I'd call you guys to have you and the special Dan and Maury sing happy birthday to her, if you could.
With special
please.
Maury?
With special Maury, please.
Okay,
get him in tune.
What's your sister's name again?
Marcia.
Marcia.
It's so funny because I was listening to your podcast the other day, and it's so funny how you guys said the same way it's spelled, and you say Marcia. So many people call her Marcia too, but it's Marcia.
No, it's not.
It's Marcia.
So Marcia, oh god. How old are you today, Marcia?
I'm gonna be 22 today.
That you're going to be. You are 22 today.
Well, yeah, I'm 22 today.
All right, Marcia, you ready?
It's Marcia.
Marcia.
Ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marcia.
It's Marcia.
Happy birthday to you.
And Mocha Show podcast.
Where are we here? Today is, what is the day today, Mocha?
September 28th.
Thank you.
You want to know which wrestler is celebrating a birthday?
No, I do not. Oh. Today is Hug a Vegetarian Day. It's Drink a Beer Day. It's World Rabies Day. Yes.
World Rabies Day?
Yeah, but it's also Ask a Stupid Question Day. Now, this day encourages you to overcome your fear of sounding uneducated and open yourself to learning by asking your stupidest question.
Is that why I'm here?
No, Maury. So Maury gave me a list of things that would normally be considered stupid questions where you'd go, oh God, such a stupid question. But today's the day for that, right? Let me burn through a couple here. Has anyone ever figured out how summer is always the summer and winter is always the winter?
Yes.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
Is it possible that we're living in a time where all the inventions have already been invented?
No.
No. Easy answer. And who decided that laughing is for happy and crying is for sad? What if we cried when something was funny?
Well, then it wouldn't be funny.
Also,
but
sometimes you do.
Yeah, you laugh so hard, so much that you start crying.
No, but when you're at a funeral, you're laughing because like maybe that's the new form of sad.
No, that's because you're socially awkward. And then here, I'll let Maury read this last one here.
Sure, okay. Was there a team of people that made up all the words?
Yes. Yes, there was. Like six of them.
Like I picture it at a lodge on a Friday or something.
Right. Was there a team of people? It's a really interesting question.
Because how did we get words like vegetable, breakfast, dog, phone?
Like who decided dog was dog? It's a really interesting question. I don't think it's so much a stupid question.
Like I know that it's probably like some sort of derivative of Latin doggenus or something.
But who created doggenus is what you're saying, though. Yeah, you like got to go back to your
at
original.
At some point, there was an original group of people.
Yeah, six people, three guys, three girls.
Yeah, right. On a Friday night, playing a board game and going, you know, and figuring out words.
Playing a board game, figuring out words.
Hold on a second. You think words were just invented like recently? Like within the past 100 years?
Like they had like a chalkboard and they brainstormed words.
Yeah. But language does change all the time. That's the interesting part of language, is that it's always evolving. But there's words that
evolving AF.
Yeah. There's words. Again, going back to Maury's stupid question, which was there a group of people who just sat around and invented all the words. There's some words that are very difficult to spell. And it's almost like the people who came up with these words were trolling you, because there's some words that just break the rules of what you would normally think a word should be spelt, right?
Because it was that point at the lodge meeting where they were drinking.
Right. Okay, let's start with this then. Maury, spell champagne.
Okay, so champagne is S-H-A-M, champagne, P-A-I-N.
No, holy incorrect. Cow. So say that again.
S-H-A-M-P-A-I-N. Champagne.
Champagne. Incorrect. Try again.
Sham. S-H-A-M, because that's a sham.
Yep.
P-A-Y-N.
Incorrect. One more time.
S-H-A-M.
Sorry, say again. Start again.
S-H-A-M. Sham.
Yep.
Pain. P-A-N-E.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Holy cow, dude.
Check.
No, you got that completely wrong. Okay, one more time for champagne, Maury. You're such a troll, Moga. Like, you're honestly...
I put a check, dude.
Honestly, like...
Glimmer of a hope. Come on. Maury's eyes just lit up just then.
Right. And in Maury's head, right? The look, just so in case you're listening to this right now, the look on Maury's face was legitimately like, okay, moving on. Maury, champagne, would you be shocked if I said that it started with a C?
Well, then it's champion.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, wow. Closer.
Do you think it's just champion, but pronounced differently?
Like from the French.
Okay.
C-H-A-M.
Why do you think all champions drink champagne?
Right?
Yeah.
Champion.
Oh, champion.
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 Champagne, Maury. C-H-A-M-P-A-G-N-E.
Champagne.
Ah, yes.
Oh, that's why people go champagne.
Right.
Yep, all those people. Never heard anyone say like that.
Maury, here's another one. Coordinate.
To coordinate.
Okay. Yes.
C-O-R-D-I-N-A-T-E. C-O-R-D-I-N-N-E.
Okay. Coordinate, Maury.
You put two N's in that?
Coordinate.
Okay. C-O-R.
Yeah.
D-I-N-A-T.
Oh, my God.
E-O.
How to say it in Mexico?
Yeah, coordinatio. We must coordinatio together. We must coordinatio our plan.
Okay, try again.
Okay, C-O-O C-O-R-D-I-N-T.
I-N-T, int?
You spelled coordinate.
By the way, this all started, if you're just joining us, good morning. It all started with Maury asking a question for Ask a Stupid Question Day, which we fully support, which was there a group of people who just sat around inventing all the words? And these are some of the more difficult ones where you can tell that if that was the case,
do one more?
They were completely trolling us. Kindergarten.
Okay. Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, and then garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. Really?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Kiss, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I have a word for Maury.
A word for Maury.
To spell, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, to spell.
Lingerie.
Oh, wow, God. Okay. Lingerie, damn it, Maury.
Laundry?
Yeah,
lingerie. What's your name, first of all?
Wendy.
Lingerie. L-A-N-D-E-R-R-A-Y.
Landry.
Try again.
Okay.
No.
Try again.
Well, I spelled L-A-N-D. I sounded it out as Lond.
Okay.
Do you want a hint?
No hints. Dave, you never heard the show before?
Come on now.
Yes, I'm laughing every morning. Come on.
L-A-W-L-O-N.
And
Go with that one. Go with that one.
Can you let me finish before you hit the beep?
Oh, sure. Okay. Sorry.
L-A-W-N-D-R-A-Y. Lond-ray.
Lingerie.
Oh my.
Lingerie.
Lingerie.
Yeah.
Try again.
Lingerie.
L-A-U-N-D-R-Y.
Lingerie.
Laundry?
Yeah, laundry. You look so sexy in your laundry.
Wendy, would you like to help Dan and Maury out?
Sure.
Okay.
L-I-N-G-E-R-I-E.
That's not help. That's giving it to him. I thought you were going to give him a hint.
Maury, repeat what she just said.
Well, I was going to say, sound it out like lingerie.
Okay. Maury.
She legit just spelled it out for you, damn it, Maury.
Okay,
repeat
Maury.
Repeat what she just said.
Repeat what she just said, Maury.
L-A-N.
Thanks, Wendy.
See, it turns out I did just help.
Yeah, you're right.
Have a good day.
You too.
Hi, Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you today?
I'm good. So I'm calling because I have a question.
Okay.
So is Maury actually this dumb? So I was listening to the podcast where he was selling and he can't sell like cylinder, for example.
Yeah.
Is it an act or is he actually just that dumb?
Well, that's a really mean thing to say, first of all. Because what if he is?
So what? I love it.
Oh, okay.
What's your name?
Maria.
Damn it, Maury is probably one of the, and it's not being mean, it's just facts are facts, because the evidence is out there. Probably one of the worst spellers that I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah, but I just
didn't think it was humanly possible. He's what, 40? Which I never thought. He looks like he's 10, but.
Oh, there you go.
That's nice.
Oh, now Maury's your best friend.
I know you guys always ask who's your favorite. Like, let me just tell you. Yeah. Roz, Maury, then Mocha.
Wow. Oh, wow. Nobody asked.
Well, I'm answering it.
Wow.
Listen, cylinder is not an easy word to spell, first of all.
But even the other words that you gave him, like,
I have said this about Maury for years, okay? Maury is good at some things, just not most things.
That's true.
Right?
He's very social. I give him that. He's good at his job. He does well for you guys.
And also, he looks young.
Yeah.
I'll even say that. I don't think Maury looks 40.
No, not at all.
No.
According to you, he looks 10.
Yeah. I wouldn't say Maury looks 10. That's weird.
Okay, I'm over-exaggerating, but you know what I mean.
Because of the chest hair and all.
A 10-year-old with a 40-year-old body.
Yeah, no. Like, that doesn't work for me. But no. We all love Maury.
Oh, so do I. Don't worry.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Bye, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hey, the Scott Brothers are here.
What's
going on, fellas?
Not much. We are just starting this fun little adventure with big plans.
We don't get up at 5:45 in the morning for just anybody.
No, but you look good this time.
Thank you. I've had a lot of work done. Yeah. I wanted to look more like Jonathan. He's the sexy brother.
So the kids' book is Build a Brother's Big Plans. And of course, you have everything else that you guys do. How many shows do you have?
Five.
Well, then you
thousand,
did that special
apparently.
About your wedding.
That the story of the wedding. So we have, you know, a few shows on the go, but...
And then you sell stuff on television. You do all this stuff. Now, how much of this is a kid's book with a message, and how much of this is just an alternate revenue stream for you guys?
Mainly, we just realized... we look a lot cuter when we were younger, so we've been fading fast. So we wanted to get something out there with us as kids.
How many times have I babysat your kid?
Yeah, enough.
So I'm like, there's obviously I've got, you know, a good relationship. I
can teach kids something. Yes. Mind you, I did drop your kid on a monkey bar
that's
one
true.
Time.
Yeah.
I forget
yeah.
that.
We haven't told that story yet.
No.
The time
oh,
that,
wow.
The time that Jonathan dropped my kid at a park.
And she, the look she gave me, she's like, you did this. I'm like, what? No. I don't even know this story.
Wait, hold on. I didn't hear. Did she slip?
No, we were taking a photo, and yeah. Catherine was taking the photo. And so yeah. we're hanging, and she was upside down. I was upside down the monkey bar. And then I held her hand upside down, which made her release her feet and fall.
Oh, no.
It was sand. She fell on sand. And then she just gave me this look of
how.
And then 230 pounds of Jonathan yeah. fell on top of her.
And it was at that point you were like, we know everything about yeah. kids. Yeah. So let's do a children's book.
Exactly.
Precisely.
Well, actually, to play it safe, though, we had a child psychologist work with us on the book. So there is great messaging. Yeah. We figured she knew more than Jonathan.
Just
so.
A little bit.
Yeah. Did you guys always have a plan to put together a children's
book?
Are
you saying a big plan?
A big plan?
No. You know, it's so funny because we, you know, we've always been involved in kids' charities, whether it's cancer charities or whether it was education or you name it. But Property Brothers has been going now for 10 years.
Crazy.
And we will have 4-year-old, 5-year-old kids on the street walk up and say, Mom, Dad, it's the Property Brothers. And then parents are like, what the heck's a Property Brother? I don't know. And it kids love the
amazing
show.
How many kids love real estate and design shows. But we do have this big audience. So we wanted, for a couple of years now, we've wanted to have something we can give them. So Big Plans is, it's all stories from when, that derived from when we were kids. So we were these little schemers, always coming up with something, trying to solve a problem. And so we thought, well, why not take this? And also there's a great message in the book. The kids are, we're trying to build these doghouses, or this doghouse, a double-decker doghouse. And then we ended up building it way too small. We thought we failed. And the message there is, failure's not a bad thing. You know, a lot of everyone who succeeds has failed at some point, as long as you learn from it and keep working. And then working together is the other message, how we're better together than we are apart.
And the coolest thing at the end of every book, we've already written our second one in the series. And,
are you serious?
Know,
already?
It's being illustrated now. But every book at the end of it, there's a project that the child can take on with their parent or their teacher and actually build something. So this one, with stuff from around the house, you can build a birdhouse. The whole plan's in there.
We wanted something we could read to you guys at night. We really want a book at your level. At Maury's level.
Have you seen this yet?
I have, yeah.
The drawing, the illustration in it is just fantastic. I love it.
And it's a Canadian illustrator as well. She's from Calgary. Great. Smith.
Yeah. And how much of this too is the fact that kids maybe aren't pushed in the direction of building things anymore? Everything is online. Everything is this. There's no sort of practical get your hands in there and build something. Well, how much is this to inspire that?
100%, because all kids are tactile. They love to be hands-on, but a lot of times they're not being stimulated that way. And when we were kids, I mean, our parents, they didn't want us just sitting there playing video games. They want us outside exploring, adventuring. And the big thing is, you know, all kids have this wonder, this sense of wonder. And we want to encourage that thinking outside the box like we did when we were kids. Yeah. And so this book just this really sparks that sort of fun and creative mind. Drew has, we just discovered this because we did a makeover on the Harlem Boys and Girls Club as part of the launch for the book. And so that was the first time we pulled the book out. There's about 10 kids there. We realized Drew has some fancy book voices that he likes to do.
I didn't know this.
I'm not showing you, but I have my there's an aunt and uncle character in the book, and I'll bring up my aunt voice.
Have you practiced the lady voice before? Is it?
Yes, I do it all the time. I don't know why I love British.
Why did you have
an
English accent?
My aunt was Kathy
English.
In the book?
Aunt
Kathy speaks like this.
Yeah. So,
Aunt Kathy from Calgary, by the way.
There's going to be a spinoff series for Aunt Kathy, by the way.
Yeah, this is cool.
Okay, so real quick, before we let you guys go, again, if you can sum up the moral of the story for Big Brothers, Big Plans, the children's book, is what?
Yeah, Builder Brothers, Big Plans. The big story point here, it's two part. One is that working together is always better than just always thinking about yourself.
Right.
And on top of that, failure is not a bad thing. It's part of learning and growing. And we really want to encourage that creativity in kids.
Okay.
If people go to drewandjonathan.com/builderbrothers, they can get all the information about the book, a little teaser where they can pick it up. But it really is something special, and people have been going nuts, you know. So I want to hear people online. I want them to post pictures when they have the book, what their kids think.
Use hashtag Builder Brothers.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing.
Well, so we might be able to add this one to that hashtag.
So Dammit Maury and his husband Dammit Matthew, for years on this show, they do something called Bedtime with the Dammits. Dammit Maury and Dammit Matthew, where they take a classic kids book, they bring it to bed. Maury will read it to Matthew, and then they argue over what the moral is. They've done all these shell Silverstein books. They've done all the classics, and they took your book to bed last night. So we'll play you a tiny little bit now of...
Ooh, I can't wait.
Of the Bedtime with the Dammits.
Uh-oh.
The moral of the story is to measure, think before you act.
So that's turning your mistakes into pleasure?
Into positives. Well, actually, it's called Big Plans, but they didn't make the house big enough.
So, okay, so the moral is...
When in doubt...
Think.
Think. Do it again.
It doesn't sound as
smooth.
Did
they nail it? Yeah.
When in doubt... Now, this thing is at a reading level that's above... Maury.
Thank
so.
You. Thank you.
I just
Thank
want to put that.
I was worried.
This is a 4-6, so.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The Scott brothers were in here earlier, Jonathan and Drew Scott, Property Brothers. And they got a new book out called Builder Brothers Big Plans, which is a kid's book. It's beautifully animated. There's a great moral to the story. It's very cool. And if you remember, you've been listening to the show, Dammit Maury and his now husband, Dammit Matthew, do what we created this thing called Bedtime with the Dammits, which is they take a famous children's book, take it to bed, Maury will read it to Matthew, and then like two numbskulls, they argue over the moral of these classic children's stories.
Matthew, can you come here? I have to read to you.
Bedtime with the Dammits on the Roz and Mocha Show. They frolic in their underwear in downtown Toronto. Two men who are lovers who like to read in bed. So let's check in with the Dammits to see what they have read.
All right. And in the past, they've done The Giving Tree, yeah. Goodnight Moon, where Maury started to bawl his eyes out like uncontrollably.
Did they do Christmas Shoes once, too?
Oh, Christmas Shoes. That was the other one that you cried. I don't know why you do this, you two. Torture yourselves. But they took Builder Brothers, the Jonathan and Drew Scott book, to bed last night. And it's called Big Plans is the book.
Matthew. Hello.
Yes.
I want to read to you.
Oh, God.
You haven't read in a while.
Yeah, it's been nice.
Come into bed. No, just stay in your underwear.
No.
It's sexy.
Oh, God. Why do I feel like we're five?
This one's called Builder Brothers Big Plans. It's the Property Brothers.
Jonathan and Drew Scott. Oh, my God, I like those guys. Except I never know which one's Jonathan and which one's Drew.
Here we go.
Okay. I can't see. You're not sharing.
Okay. One sweet summer afternoon, Drew and Jonathan were doing what they did best, dreaming big. Let's build a treehouse, said Drew. No, a castle, said Jonathan, with a firefighter's pole and a caterpillar.
No, and a catapult.
The twins were always making big plans, but for some reason, grown-ups only ever laughed.
Oh, it's them. I just got it. Them as, like, they're young,
children,
right?
Yes. And,
oh, so it's not them right now.
That sounds like quite a creative castle that you boys are going to build, Uncle Joe chuckled. Hmm, said Aunt Kathy. Sounds like your imagination might be a little too wild.
Oh, Miss Aunt Kathy ain't happy with this. Let me see the page.
There's nothing on it. There's no words.
Oh. Okay. Well, I like to look at the pictures.
The twins shuffled off to their official planning table, a.k.a. the dining table.
Just like us.
You know, right? They never think we can actually build these things, said Jonathan, just because we're little. They rummaged and rooted through their plans. They paced and pondered. They buckled down and brainstormed. Storm.
Can you read it normally? Like this is.
I'm doing it like as if there's a group of kids at the end of our bed. At last, the brothers stepped back to admire their work. The double-decker doghouse was awesome. All right, but it was also way too small.
Oh, they should have measured the dogs before they started working.
Measure the dogs.
So, what do you think the moral of the story is?
The moral of the story is to measure, think before you act.
So that's turning your mistakes into pleasure?
Well, actually, it's called Big Plans, but they didn't make the house big enough.
So, okay, so the moral is take a moment and think.
You're giving me too many morals. Like, when in doubt,
think.
Think. Do it again.
And push the brakes.
What brakes?
You know, like, push the brakes. Like, you know, slow, like, pump the brakes a bit.
Measure.
Good night.
Oh my God.
All right.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hi. Good morning.
What's your name?
Loma.
Loma.
Loma. What's going on?
I just want to say hi to Mocha.
Oh, hi, Loma.
I love ya.
Oh, I love you, too. What's going on?
You want Roz to leave the room?
No, he can stay here for this.
I love you guys. No, I'm listening. Every day I listen, and everybody's calling in for Roz, so I'm calling in for Mocha.
Sick and tired of it.
We're Mocha in and out.
Getting sick and tired of Roz picking up all the wins.
Yeah, you know?
What are you even talking about, you crazy people? Nobody's voted for Roz.
Right? You're not even included in this conversation.
You too, Roz.
What is he?
You're cool.
On?
I like you too. Don't worry. So, but I love Mocha.
That's fine. But don't accuse me of taking all the wins.
Well,
that's
just true.
Not you
the
case.
Are. You're a track record. Like everybody, every single time they call in,
no.
It's always
yeah,
Roz.
You know,
Roz.
It's always Roz, right?
No. What winds up happening is that when people call in and they're like, "Mocha's my favorite," but it's like so clean cut. Like there's absolutely no debate. When I squeak out a win, people on the phone are in pain trying to like decide. Like it's never a clear win for me, hon.
I hear ya.
Okay.
All right, Loma, thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show.
You're welcome.
Right, thanks.
We love you for
it. Have a good
day, guys. Hey, Loma, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Mocha.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because you deal with plumbers all the time.
What do you mean? I deal with plumbers all the time.
Yeah, bro. You got so many broken toilets in your place.
Like my plum game? Like, what are you talking about? I deal with plumbers all the time.
I don't know. I've had to deal with plumbers. You're always doing housework.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you the space here to say what you want to say.
What's the rule if somebody's coming over to fix your plumbing?
Uh-huh.
Like, if somebody stinks, are you supposed to tell them?
No.
What do you mean?
Because like we had a plumber come over,
yeah.
And he smelled like sleep sweat.
Yeah.
And so all of a
that's
sudden...
That's very specific. what's the difference between sleep sweat and regular sweat?
Well, there's workout sweat, sleep sweat, and regular
sweat. What are the differences? Articulate the differences.
Well, sleep sweat smells like it's been sitting for a while.
Okay.
Like undercover. It's sort of, like, I guess, a more of a musty sweat.
Okay.
Whereas a gym sweat is more
musty
of a...
Musty or musky?
I think I mean musky, but I think I mean musty.
Sure.
Okay, we'll go with musty.
Yeah.
You know, like, Maori word.
Gym sweat is what?
Gym sweat is more like more of an open, airy sweat.
Okay. And what was the third sweat?
Day-to-day sweat.
Day-to-day sweat. Okay. And what's that smell like?
Like, you know, you're sitting in front of your computer and it's a really hot office and
right.
You're
Let me tell you something.
Out.
Let me tell you something more, okay? If you hire somebody to do anything for you that involves them being physical. So this is your plumber who's got to haul a snake up the stairs and all this other stuff, drive around a truck. What time did this guy come over to your house?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. And what time did you have him back at?
We had him back at 3 p.m.
Okay, right? Oh. And he's got call after call after call. And these guys are on call 24 hours a day trying to make a buck.
Because he's coming
right?
over again today and I don't have any more candles.
Doesn't matter. Like you can't have somebody come into your house who's got to do something physical,
manual
for
labor, yeah,
and tell them that they and tell them they sweat. You just can't do it. It's
well,
rude.
So I turned on the
you
oven fan. I opened the door and I lit a patchouli candle.
No, you got to stop being so precious. Your house ain't that great, man.
That's pretty insulting.
Honestly,
no, but like when he leaves, I don't need lingering sleep.
Honestly,
sweat.
Yeah,
what,
honestly.
Man? You know what? Then I'll tell you what. What was the problem with your plumbing? With your
dripping?
Toilet?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Learn how to do it yourself.
Thank you.
No.
No, that's
do
what
it
you
yourself.
Do. That's the solution. Do
I just
it yourself.
Think it's like when you come over, you wear the booties and you smell nice.
No, that's the, that would be a shirt.
Hold
it
on
would
a second.
Be, it would
you
be great
expect,
if that happened.
You expect this guy, this plumber, who's probably working, I would say, 12 hours a day,
easily.
7 days a week,
sure.
Right?
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
You expect this guy to be like, okay, I kind of stink. Before I walk into this place, let me rub down with baby powder or let me like spray some Axe or something
it's
like that?
It's called customer service.
No, I get it more. I get
it's
it. But
called
guys
customer
also,
service.
Guys also use his body's his work, man.
I know, but then, but you leaving it.
Why
in
are
the
you
air?
So precious? Why are yeah. you so
I'm not
precious?
It's my man. Home.
First of all, if anybody in this room should not be offended by the smell of a man, it should be you.
Yeah, but not sleep sweat.
No,
no, sleep sweat's the worst sweat.
Okay, yeah, your place isn't that nice to worry about a guy coming in there.
My place
smelling.
Is fantastic.
No, it's not that nice.
We have comforters.
Yeah, your place isn't that nice to worry about some guy coming over and sweating in it.
Kind of rude, man.
Yeah,
hold super on. Why, rude. Can I just? Why are you no. insulting my place?
Why are you insulting a man? Who just doing his job that you hire.
Coming into my nice place.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, no, you cannot do that. You can't tell somebody. That's super rude.
So
it's
do you
super
think-
rude. You're, I understand maybe you're a student at school and you're 13 and you don't realize you sweat and then the teacher's got to pull the kid aside and say, bro, deodorant time. You hit those years. I understand that. But when a guy comes to your house yeah. to fix your sink and he smells because he's been working 12 hours, you can't say anything, man. You just can't do it. You so pay him and you say
thanks
very much.
If I open the
much.
Door or whatever, is it no, an obvious
don't be rude.
Hint?
No, just don't be so rude. Just don't be so rude.
So I just light a candle for the mood and be like, hey, how's it going? And then just sort no, of just be like, it's because
let him
saying.
In, let him do his job, yeah. let him be let him, on his
let him,
way.
Let him be on his way, man.
You're a grown
okay?
man.
You're
yeah,
grown
Matthew
man.
And I were this like trying not, to air out the place
this
after.
This is not going to go over well for you. I don't think that this was a great thing for you to bring up because I don't think this is going to go well for you today on Twitter. No. I really don't.
At Damn It Maury. D-A-M-N-I-T-M-A-U-R-I-E.
I am not alone in this. I am not alone.
I-E.
Yep. One more time. One more time, Mocha, please.
At DAMNITMAURIE.
Thank you. All right.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
Hey, it's Patrick. How's it going?
Good, man. What's going on?
I just want to show my support for Roz after that last caller.
All right, see you, dude.
Stop it. See? This is what happens.
Come on.
What?
It has to be Roz. It's always Roz. There's
why?
A big reason why though?
Okay, go.
He's a smooth, cool dude.
Oh, shut up. See? You know what I mean?
No problem. You can take that win, Ross. No problem.
Right. Yeah, thanks.
One time somebody called you a smooth, cool dude.
Yeah.
And it stuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, forever.
Like, and it got to the point of where there was nothing I could do online. Where somebody would not comment on smooth. Like I post a picture of like my lawn and you know, the comments would be mowing like a smooth, cool dude or that's a smooth, cool lawn. You know what I mean? Like the most ridiculous things, right? The most ridiculous things.
Anyway,
it's, okay. it's all love.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. It's smooth, cool love.
Stop it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Patrick.
No problem. Love you guys.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches. Are you into this?
Nope.
Okay. So this exploded over the weekend. After an article in Garden and Gun magazine.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Which,
I'm going to get my subscription up right now.
Which covers the Southern home and food trends.
Uh-huh.
They traced the origins of peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches back to the Great Depression when it was an affordable option for a lot of people. And then you start going through and there's a lot of different... When you start getting to the South, there's a lot of sort of different takes on the peanut butter mayonnaise sandwich. Like the peanut butter BLT, which is peanut butter, lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise.
Gross.
Or creamy salad dressing, as
nope.
they put on. Then there's
nope.
another option that somebody had sent us, because they know that we like to do these food things on this show. Somebody had sent us saying that it's not peanut butter and mayonnaise, but it's peanut butter and Miracle Whip salad dressing. Which is, I don't even know what that stuff
absolutely
is.
Absolutely
not. Ugh, no thanks.
So Dan and Maury came prepared this morning. You brought what, Maury?
I have white bread.
Yep.
Smells like wheat.
Yep.
Mayonnaise and peanut butter.
There you go. And that's all it is.
There's the peanut butter.
Okay. The brand new jars, huh?
I know. And I love expensing it and then bringing it home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Maury, you're going with the peanut butter first, right? And you're doing like the regular amount of peanut butter that you would say making a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, a large clump.
A large clump, okay. So Maury's got one half almost spread here.
Yo, that's enough peanut butter!
Okay, that's enough, okay. Dude. Yeah, dude, okay.
You gonna break that bread?
Well, you're fresh so sloppy knife. With this. Like, where's your pride of...
Pride?
Yeah.
Rushing.
Like, you're so rushing, man. Just take your time, dude.
It's like you don't care about food.
Yeah.
Like, love
no,
food.
No. On the other piece, jerk.
Oh, my God.
Did you not read how to do this?
Yeah, but you're going to smush it together anyway.
Ugh. Okay, so peanut butter goes on one piece.
I'm
and
convinced
then,
Dan Maury, like, literally gives zero F's about food.
I don't
food.
Think you've ever cooked before.
Yeah,
or done
you don't
anything.
Care about food
have
at
you,
all.
Have you ever spread anything in your life?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah. Okay, so put it in more mayo. More mayo. Come on. What are you doing? It's got to equal. No, you don't. Like, take some. Just like, there we go. Okay, so now we have an equal amount
of
mayo.
It's really hard to spread it evenly.
Yeah, we have an equal amount of mayo and an equal amount of peanut butter on the other side. Okay, now put them together gently. Don't, you're not a barbarian here, okay?
There we go. Is that good?
Okay, that's good. Now, you going to take a bite?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let us know how that tastes. So again, this is, again, Maury. Okay.
Holy cow, dude, you eat sandwiches so weird.
So weird, I know. How was that?
Oh, God.
What?
It tastes like glue. It really, like, you get a little bit of the peanut butter first, and then the mayonnaise kind of just comes in from behind.
I was going to ask you with this, which is the more overpowering flavor? Because peanut butter is a very strong flavor because it's very sweet.
Mm, but it's a calmer flavor. The mayonnaise really is out for a punch.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
So what do you taste first, the peanut butter or the mayonnaise?
You taste the peanut butter, and then the mayonnaise comes in from behind.
Honestly, you eat a sandwich like a dog would eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
If you give a sandwich
like straight,
to a dog.
Straight down the middle.
Like straight down the middle. And you don't, there's no spacing or like care put into where you bite. Okay, no. That's enough of that.
I don't know, man. It looks like you really like that sandwich.
Because I'm so confused as to the flavor.
Right.
Because you taste the peanut butter, and you're like,
Yeah.
And then mixed with the mayonnaise, it's Elmer's glue.
Right. And honestly, I'm looking at that sandwich right now where if you were like, hey, do you want a sandwich? And I was like, cool. You're like, hang on, it's in my boot. Like, that's where it looks like that sandwich just came from.
Rolled up.
Right? Like rolled up in your boot. Like, it's so, I've never seen a sandwich look like that at the end
of
the day.
You eat weird.
Right? I just say, Maury making that sound with mayonnaise smeared all over his face is one of the more disturbing things I've ever seen in my life. You okay now?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, you guys eating that sandwich. My mom has ate that for years.
Really?
And I always took it as punishment.
Peanut butter mayonnaise.
Yeah, but the trick is, she doesn't like real mayonnaise. Miracle Whip is a completely different taste to it.
Yeah, but Miracle Whip is a lot sweeter, though, isn't it?
You know what?
I think so.
People have suggested that I have to go downstairs and get Miracle Whip while I have the peanut butter still here.
But she said when they didn't have money back when, that's what they used to eat.
Because it is cheaper.
Yeah. It's really interesting you say that because I remember growing up, to me, mayo was Miracle Whip because that's all my mom would buy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I just thought that that's what mayonnaise was. Like, we used to make, she would make me tuna sandwiches with Miracle Whip.
Really?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've ever had Miracle Whip.
And it wasn't until years later, I remember I went to a bakery or a deli and I ordered a tuna sandwich and I bit into it and I was like, what is this? Because it was so delicious.
Yeah.
Like, it was so incredibly delicious.
It was real.
And it was because they had mayo, not Miracle Whip in it.
So is Miracle Whip mayonnaise without the egg?
No, I don't even know what it is. It's like a weird salad dressing.
Spread.
Yeah, it's a spread.
Oh, weird.
But spread doesn't really
I don't
really
trust anything that's called a spread.
Right. Yeah, call it what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it and it was punishment.
So. Okay, so do we even try this?
Well, I don't know.
What's your name?
Jackie,
thanks so much for calling in.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Do you still teach Roxy farm animal sounds because it's farm animal day? Do you use this day to sort of teach her sounds?
Do I teach my 8-year-old what sounds animals make? She's reading Harry Potter, bro.
So you're not like, man, like that's
you
like
think
a cow.
Like, no, like you think that I go, we were doing a 1,000-piece puzzle last night. We got into some good puzz time last night, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, look out. Yep. It's
She's
beautiful.
Big time into puzzles, huh?
Yeah, we love puzzles.
Every year I do the same puzzle over and over again at Christmas. It's a 3D puzzle of New York, so I redo the same puzzle every year. I get better at it each year.
No, but like, do you think that in between, like, my kid doing long division and reading Harry Potter, that I go, like, cow goes moo? Like, you said, no. like she's just, like, she didn't learn that on her way.
I think
to learning everything else, like we bypassed that.
You're getting like parents mixed up right now because in our house, our son Cruz, who's only 17 months old, he is learning about animals and the noises that they make. So just to show you, Dan and Maury, the drastic difference in age of when kids are learning things.
Yeah.
They're not learning cow says moo at 8.5 years old.
No. No.
Can not. Crews do this? Sounds like if you go,
what is that?
Sheep. Yeah, I don't sheep. Know. I don't know what sin voice that is.
Yeah, and that's when Crews looks at his dad and goes, that's the sound of death.
Daddy, I'm scared.
Daddy, I'm scared.
And no.
No, there are things, and I think that parents get caught up on teaching kids certain things too. Like, you didn't have to teach your kid the sound that a dog and a cat make. They will eventually figure it out on their own. It's just like how parents obsess about the potty training aspect of raising a kid, where you get parents who will sort of humble brag how young their kid was when they learned how to go on the potty and all those sort of milestones that they hit. But the reality is, you don't even have to put that much work into body training, because eventually your kid, when they get old enough, will just realize that the toilet is where you do sure. all that stuff.
Yeah, but you don't want your kid
to be
behind.
You no longer see. You don't see at all. Right, I know nobody went to high school with a 16-year-old kid whose parents didn't teach him how to use the toilet.
Yeah,
right. Where they still make a mess in their pants.
Well, you look confused right now, Maury.
Well, it's just like
were you that kid?
You figure it out on your own. You figure out life on your own.
No, it's a competition between parents, isn't it? Like who's potty trained first?
Yes, but what I'm saying is that it's not a necessary skill to teach a child.
Yeah.
Right? You will figure it out
like
on your own.
Like if we're in the woods.
No, you'll just figure it out.
Why are you ever in the woods?
You'll figure it out.
Like if we were raised by wolves or something, you would learn how to
There's no
adapt.
Guy, you never watch an A&E special where there's a 28-year-old crying in a therapy office at his parents because he's wearing a diaper because they didn't teach him how to go on the toilet. Right? Like that doesn't happen.
Or didn't teach him the noise that a sheep makes.
Right.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
How do you say this guy's name?
Bob.
No, you jerk. Is it Kyrie Irving? Is that who it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. I
plays for Boston.
Name.
Boston Celtics.
But he came out a while ago and said that he was a flat earther. And the flat earthers are people who you just go online and just start looking at videos for flat earth, and you go down this thing, and then by the end of it you're convinced that the earth is flat.
It's because it is.
Much like people thought about that decades and centuries ago before
because
we
the
knew
earth
any
is
better.
Flat. And no, when you look at it, the earth is flat.
Yeah, like, okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay. You're going to just troll now, or are you going to have a conversation with me?
I'm going to have a conversation.
Yeah. About what?
About how flat the earth
okay,
is.
Stop this.
How come when you look at the horizon, it doesn't curve? Why is it flat? Because the earth is flat.
Right. Okay. All right.
Don't let them lie to you, Roz.
Okay. If you took... Anyway, play this Kyrie Irving clip, jackass.
Yeah.
He's a huge platform. He's a big star. And he came out publicly and said that he believed that the earth was flat. And I guess he's had to eat crap for it ever since. So
when you say what you do and how you mean it, at the time I was like huge into conspiracies. Everybody's been there. Everybody's been there like, yo, what's going on with our world? You know, like you click a YouTube click and it goes like how deep the rabbit hole goes. It's like, yo, you start telling all your friends like, yo, did you see that? Watch this video. I'm telling you. And it was, you know, at the time it was like, you're like innocent in it, but you realize the effect of the power of voice. And
right.
I was definitely at that time like, I'm a big conspiracy theorist. You can't tell me anything.
Right.
So yeah, I'm sorry about all that, you know, for all the science teachers, everybody coming up to me like, you know, I got to reteach my whole curriculum. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Don't apologize for your beliefs, Kyrie.
Okay, the reality is this: if you took, and I had this was explained on, I think, like a kids show on Netflix or something like that. But the way that they explained it was this: if you took two poles,
yeah,
I don't mean where you ask people what they think, like how good looking I am, but if you took two like actual poles, mm-hmm. right, that were like 5 miles high or 5 kilometers high,
sure.
whatever it is. Let's say 20 kilometers high.
Cool.
Huge poles.
Yeah.
Like massive.
Yeah.
Massive poles.
Yes.
Right? And you put one pole in Toronto.
Yes.
And then you put another pole in Vancouver.
Yes.
And you measure the distance on the ground.
Yes.
Where those poles are. Right?
Thousands.
Thousands.
Kilometers.
Who knows what they are? But then if you measured the distance of the top of these poles that were like 20, 30 kilometers high.
They'd be even.
No, they would not be even. They would be farther because the earth is round.
Except that it's not.
No, it's not true. Don't do this. You're not that guy. You have a baby at home.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let me play this for you here. This is what it's like to drive with Maury. And also, by the way, not once during this minute of driving did he look in his rearview mirror, by the way, because that's how Maury drives. So here, listen to this. This is what it was like in the car with Maury yesterday.
Sounds like?
Yeah.
You know when people take like a super popular song and then they slow it down like 200 times?
Oh, the best part's coming up here.
Yeah, I need your love.
Okay.
I don't know what this is.
Do you know what song that is? What's the name of that song? It's a song from Ghost, isn't it?
The Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody.
Unchained Melody.
That's Unchained Melody.
That's
Melodies?
Unchained Melody. Yes.
Chain it back up, bro. That does not sound like Unchained Melody.
That was 100% Unchained Melody.
Also, why are you listening to Unchained Melody?
What, so two dudes driving around in the rain on a romantic morning listening to Unchained Melody?
Yes.
What's the matter with that?
Can touch so much. Oh my God, Roz, you're such a lucky guy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Okay, so let's say you're throwing a party.
Okay, you're invited.
Thank you.
You're first on the list.
They say that you have 20 minutes or less to impress your guests so they don't leave early. 20 really? Minutes.
Really?
Or less to impress your guests so they don't leave early.
Okay.
And they put together a list of sort of do's, tricks. Some of them are tricks.
Yeah.
That you need to ensure that you have or do during your party to make sure that guests don't leave.
Okay.
Within 20 minutes.
Jokes.
Nope. I know two of them right off the bat.
Okay, what do you say, Mocha?
I say within 10 minutes of them being at your crib, they have to have a drink in their hand.
Number one on the list, offer someone a drink in under 8 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Under eight, okay.
Number one on the list is offer someone a drink in under 8 minutes.
And I think something else that should be on that list is you got to have a dope-ass playlist. Like just super hot music playing in the background.
Not on their list.
No?
But I agree with you.
I think you have to, the atmosphere, when somebody walks in, you got to have music playing already, and it's got to be obviously suit the party.
I'll tell you what might be more important than the music.
Okay, tell me.
Is they say that you have to make sure your party will look good on Instagram photos.
Ooh, so bright colors. Right? Yeah, sure, why not? They say everyone wants to document like legit everything. Right.
They also say don't ask people to take their shoes off.
No, never.
Sorry, no. You got to take your shoes off.
No way. Did you not see the Sex and the City episode where her Manolos went missing?
Yeah.
No, you got to take off your shoes.
Talk about TV shows, movies, and food. Do not talk about politics or money.
Oh, okay.
They say offer a drink refill within 20 minutes.
Yeah, of course.
Offer someone a snack within less than 10 minutes. And this is the big one. Okay. Especially if you got a party and there's a lot of stuff going on.
They're missing a lot of stuff on this list.
They say that if you are throwing this party, you have to make sure that you, the party thrower, talks to your guests within 8 minutes of them getting there.
I went to a party once and the host didn't even say hello to Matthew and I. We left within 20 minutes.
There you go. There you go. That's the 20-minute rule at a party.
We were offended. We're like, we're at your party and you're not even going to welcome us to your home?
Yeah.
You know what was offensive? That one time when I invited you guys over to my place for dinner.
Yeah.
And Roz, you and Catherine showed up right on time. Right on time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And it was dinner. Like, it was a sit-down dinner.
It was a sit-down dinner, yeah, and then we were going to watch UFC after.
I remember that. It was
you and Catherine showed up right on time.
Yeah.
Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew.
Yeah.
2 hours late.
2 hours to
also,
a dinner party.
For
also,
the record, never me. It's always Matthew's fault because he takes way too long to
also,
hours.
Also, when everybody was trying to call both Maury and Matthew, which I find is probably the most rude, without getting like a text, hey, we're running a little late, or something, phone call.
Agreed.
Every single person, myself, my wife, Roz, and Roz's girlfriend, Catherine, all four of us tried calling both Maury and Matthew within that 2 hour span, and they ignored our phone calls every single time.
Yeah, 2 hours late to a dinner party.
Okay, so what's missing from this list?
So, Maury, let me ask you this question. Yeah. The next time you were invited to Mocha's for a dinner party,
there was
what
no next time?
Thank you.
That's so true.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, it's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
All right, that's hilarious. I called and I asked Maury because I didn't catch the beginning of that story. I wanted to know why him and Matthew didn't answer the phone, and he said, hold on and put me to you guys. Like, you're going to answer the question for him.
Years ago, Mocha threw a dinner party.
Yeah.
And it was like a couple-y dinner party, like a full sit-down at the dining room table dinner party. The food was delicious, everything. It was wonderful. At the time, I think you had just recently moved into the house that you guys were living in at the time. Like, it was awesome. Like, it was a good night. And then we were going to wild out and watch the UFC. And Mocha set a time. I think it was like, I don't know, like 8 o'clock or whatever it was. And
reasonable.
And normal people showed up at normal time to sit and hang out, be a little bit social before dinner, and then the dinner was supposed to be at 8, and Maury and Matthew showed up at 10.
Yeah.
And everybody at the party was trying to text Maury and Matthew to get a hold of them, and they just ignored all of us. Did you ever ask Maury Mocha why he never answered?
No.
Because you don't care.
No, right? I don't care.
Do you care now?
I don't, because I think it's, you know, it was extremely disrespectful and rude. And Maury asks all the time. I can't tell you since then. He's always like, oh, how come you don't ever invite me to your place? Or I saw so-and-so was at your house hanging out. I wish I got an invite. I'm like, Maury, you know why I don't invite you to my place.
But the problem is like, whenever I am going to something just myself, like just me, like solo, I show up on time or early to everything. My issue is my husband takes so long to get ready for everything. I can't tell you.
I wasn't asking what the excuse was. I was asking, why didn't you answer the phone call?
Yeah.
Well, look, Jason, if I may explain first.
No,
I don't what need an explanation. I just wanted an answer.
You're putting everything on your husband, Matthew, while he's in Calgary and unable to listen to the show right now.
When the phone call was made, you didn't pick up the phone. Why not?
Well, I was driving.
No, you weren't.
So,
yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
Not for 2 hours.
No, but I remember when the calls came in, I was driving. And then I remember when Matthew...
No, when you were at home. I'll tell you what Maury said. Maury said that him and Matthew were sleeping and were ignoring the call because they were like, oh, crap, the dinner party is happening right now.
The phone call came through. Maury looked at it and he made a conscious decision not to answer the call. And I want to know why that was.
Yeah, he's smart. It's who he is, Maury. Don't worry about it.
Or if you saw the calls coming through from everybody that was at that party, why didn't you say to Matthew, who was sitting in the passenger seat, not driving, who had a phone in his hand, hey, why don't you give these guys a call? Let them know we're on our way.
I said that, and he was like, I'm not going to answer this. They're going to get mad. We got to hurry. If I answer, they're going
to
get mad.
Your whole thing here is you're just blaming Matthew for it. This has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Maury treats everybody like he treats a credit card bill. He just sticks it underneath the pile and hopes it goes away.
And then my second question, and now Maury
has forever ruined his credit with the Bank of Mocha.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, so that's why he doesn't get
invited anymore.
And has he apologized for the incident?
No,
he hasn't.
No, you haven't apologized, right, Maury?
I may have. I have no idea.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
Oh man, like a dagger to the heart.
Yeah, still hasn't paid that bill.
Yeah. Develop the social skills a little bit. Maybe you'll get invited to a party again.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you, brother.
Bye. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz got another text that I'd like to call somebody about real quick. The woman says that in her text that her husband is jealous of you.
Oh, jealous of me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, it's Roz and Mocha from Kiss 92.5. How are you?
Oh, my God.
What's your name, first of all?
My name is Ava.
Ava, are you at work or are you at home right now?
I am at work.
Oh, okay. So, Roz, Ava's text to us this morning said, just wanted to say, Roz, I am so crushing on you. You look great in pink. I make my hubby so jealous when I say that. So, obviously, Ava, this is in reference to the Roz and Mocha television commercials and the TTC ads that you see where we're wearing the pink suits.
Well, I live in Brampton, first of all, and I work in Guelph and tell Roz I drive to Acton every day and I'm like, oh my God, he used to live here.
Yeah.
So
I still got a little bit of that stink on me. First of all, I need to know, has your husband ever been incarcerated?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, has he ever been arrested for a violent crime?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, we can continue this conversation now.
So, Ava, what does your husband say to you when you start making compliments aimed at Roz?
Well, first of all, he's like, well, I want to see a picture of these guys you listen to all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I had to like go to Google and Google Roz and Mocha. And he's like, that was his, he just made a sound. He was like, okay.
So what kind of things are you saying to your husband about Roz though?
I tell him, oh my God, first of all, I'm in love with his voice. I love his voice over the radio. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I listen to Roz and Mocha all the time driving to work. Actually, I started listening to you guys since 2009 off and on.
Oh, wow.
And
2009.
Yeah.
That's when we started the show in 2009.
And yeah, I don't know. He listened to you in secret, but he doesn't tell me.
Oh.
You know? He's like, oh. He's like, yesterday, actually last night we were talking about it, and he was like, did you hear the part with Murray and his husband and reading story into bed? I'm like, yes, I did. I heard that.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Murray and his husband.
So he's a secret listener.
Oh, okay.
But like, he won't admit it.
Right. Like secret boyfriends.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
All right. Like, well, totally. Ava, now that you have Roz on the phone, is there anything that you would like to say to him or have him say to you?
Oh, Roz, you are my cream to my coffee.
Oh, girl.
I so love you.
It's so nice to hear.
And,
yeah.
Yes, I would love to meet you one day. I've been trying to win, but I haven't been winning at all. I've been texting win, and I can't. What's going on with that?
Have you checked to see if your husband put a block on your phone?
Probably I should.
Yeah, I would.
He's sneaky like that.
Sounds it.
Ava, what do you think your husband's going to say when he finds out that you're on the phone with Roz and Mocha?
He's going to flip. I think he's probably listening in secret. I have to find out. He's at work too, but you never know.
Well, what do you think he's going to say when he hears that you said that Roz is the cream to your coffee?
He's going to be so jealous because I never told him that. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Wow. Well, Ava, say hi to your husband. He's on the phone with us right now.
No, he's not.
Just kidding. Yo, be honest. Your heart sank for a second, didn't it, Ava?
Just a little. Just a little.
My heart sank.
We've been married for 15 years this past September.
Oh, wow. God. Congratulations.
My heart.
Thank you. So.
Never mind your heart, Ava. My heart.
Hey, Ava, thank you very much for being such a loyal listener of the Roz and Mocha Show. And thank you for texting in.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye, Roz.
Bye, honey.
Oh, damn. I'm going to buy like that.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Are you okay, Mar?
Yeah.
When we just turn on the microphones and try and do a show and you're already wheezing, it's not a good sign. So if you listen to last week's Roz and Mocha Show podcast, episode 47, somebody asked in the Ask Roz and Mocha section of the podcast, when we play Pinch, just take a minute more, okay? Take a knee, Colin. When we play Pinched, because Pinched is a trivia-based game between Maury and Mocha where they take wooden, old-school wooden clothes pegs, and if you get a question wrong, you get pinched with it. Sometimes it's in the eye, the mouth, the nose, and somebody had asked, what happens to the clothes pegs that were used? And Mocha and I assumed that once they were done, Maury throws them out. But what happens is that in the past 2 years, once the game is done, you what, Maury?
I push them off the table into the bag and put them back in my locker.
Right. So you guys have been reusing the same clothes pegs for years now.
Disgusting.
Now, that said, gentlemen, would you like to play Pitch?
Yes!
New game alert.
New game alert. Okay.
This is Pitched.
All right, as we said, Pinched, fantastic game, trivia based, straight up, Mocha versus Maury. I will ask the questions. You get a question wrong, you get pinched. Your opponent gets to take one of those dirty clothes pegs and put it anywhere on your body that they see fit. Maury, can we hear your buzzer, please? Mocha, yours? Okay, so, gentlemen, your categories are cheese quiz.
Yeah.
Okay. Or movies are for lovers.
Mm. All right.
Mocha, you get to pick today.
I'm going
to
go with cheese quiz.
Cheese quiz.
All right.
Okay, if you're feeling down, you may be drawn to this cheese. Maury.
Blue cheese.
Correctamundo. All right, Maury, take a clothes peg, put it anywhere on Mocha that you see fit.
I would like to put it on your ear, please.
On my ear?
Oh, he's got headphones on, man. We're doing a radio show.
Well, that's not my problem.
Oh, okay. Right on the corner.
Wow, that's pretty aggressive.
That was crude.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the category of cheese quiz.
Oh, God.
Cash, dollar bills, moolah, or this kind of cheese? Maury.
Monterey.
Incorrect.
That's so stupid.
Again, cash, dollar bills, moolah, or this kind of cheese. Mocha?
Cheddar.
Yes.
Not Monterey.
No, okay, not Monterey.
Nobody says, give me all that Monterey. Yeah.
Monterey, y'all. Okay. I'm going to go for the eyebrow.
Okay. Mocha's going right on the eyebrow. These always tend to hurt. Oh, right
on
the
coming
corner.
Right at me.
Maury, you can't flinch like that, man. It's not part of the rules, homie. Oh, it's hanging off there. Oh.
All right.
You look like a victim of something. I don't know what, though. Gentlemen, how many people does a box of Kraft Dinner feed? Maury.
Two.
Incorrect. Mocha.
Four?
No, incorrect. Oh. Gentlemen, the answer is one.
Well, yeah, but I thought you meant, like, literally.
Trick question. The answer is one.
Okay, we have a
final question in cheese quiz.
Yep.
Usually the dinner right before a swingers party.
Oh, my God.
Maury.
Camembert?
What? Not having gone to any swinger parties.
Okay, maybe you have not, but think of your parents at a swingers party.
I don't want to think about Vernon Zarina at a swingers party.
Okay, think about the dinner that they would have back in the day in the 70s right before a swingers party. The category is cheese quiz, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mocha?
Gouda?
No! Wow, you both got out of this alive. Gentlemen, the answer is fondue.
Oh!
You fondue, then you fondue. Okay. All right, moving out of the category of movies are for lovers. These are all movies with love in the title. Gentlemen, okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Slap at the bass. Maury, you buzzed in. I didn't even finish the question.
But I can't see and I hit my button by mistake.
Mocha?
I love you, man.
Yes, correct. Maury, the movie was
I
love you, man.
One of my favorite movies. A slap in the bass.
Okay. Oh, you're going back for that same eyebrow.
I'm
going
to go for the exact same eyebrow that I put the clothes peg on before.
Cruel and unusual punishment. Right on the corner.
It's scooping.
Okay.
Even from here, it looks painful.
Okay, gentlemen, moving on to the category of movies are for lovers. All movies with love in the title. You're wearing a 44 when you should be wearing a 42 regular. Mocha.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Right.
Oh, that is my all-time favorite Steve Carell movie.
Okay, great. Yeah. Hurry it up.
Okay.
Okay. How does your eyebrow feel?
Oh, like I literally am losing feeling.
Okay, Maury's got
that's
two.
Too bad because I'm going back for the same eyebrow.
No, like, can we have some rules here? I'm feeling queasy.
There are no rules.
Okay.
Oh, no, I can't wait to win one. I swear to God.
Okay.
Oh, that looks like. Oh God. You're deformed, Maury. Okay.
Maury's leaning to one side right now.
Yes.
All right.
This movie won 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and a Best Actress Award for Gwyneth Paltrow. This movie won 7 Academy Awards.
My phone won't work.
Turn your phone back on.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Yo, Maury's phone just froze.
I will allow Maury to buzz in. Maury's iPhone 5 just froze. Not good for this. Maury, what is your answer?
Eat, Pray, Love.
No, incorrect. All that trouble for nothing. All that trouble for nothing. Gwyneth Paltrow, what Academy Award did she win for? I thought this was a slam dunk for you guys.
Not Love Actually.
No.
I don't know.
Time's ticking. Shakespeare in Love, gentlemen.
Oh,
Shakespeare in Love.
Right. And I forgot she was in that.
How's your buzzer, Maury? Okay, finally closing out the category. You know that movie that everybody loves that I hate? Maury?
Love Actually.
Yes.
All right, Maury.
Okay, here.
Where are you going?
Did Maury just like pin it on your shirt because he's given up?
Ow, my shirt.
I'm so in pain right now.
Okay, Maury.
Are we done?
Yeah, you look like you have beautiful long wooden eyelashes right now.
Should we count them up?
Yeah,
I can't
okay.
See.
Mocha, you have one on your ear, one on your shirt, if you even count that. Damon Maury, you have 1, 2, 3, and a giant red face. Mocha, you are the winner this round.
Yeah, that's how you play pitch.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So Kanye's album is delayed until November 23rd.
November
is that what they're saying?
Never.
November the never.
Yo, F Kanye, man. So mad at this guy.
So what happened? So, because he was on TMZ yesterday, right?
Talking all sorts of nonsense.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? For the first time ever, I was not interested in hearing what Kanye had to say.
No, huh?
On TMZ.
Really?
I didn't even log on.
Really?
I read some of the headlines this morning. Yeah. I didn't even read any of the articles.
Really?
So the only thing that I know that he said is that, because one of the headlines said Kanye finishing his album in Africa.
Right. Well, I think that's what the clip is here. And I know he got in like some weird argument. I saw one clip where he and Harvey Levin were just like going back and forth about nonsense.
Really?
Like absolute nonsense.
We have to go to what is known as Africa. I just need to go and even find out what it's really called and just grab the soil and be and cook food, you know, 5 meals a day so the metabolism stays up, and have my kids in the studio and have the mic in the open so you can hear, you know, nature while we're recording.
Shut up. Just open a window. How about that? I don't know, man. I think I'm done with Kanye.
Yeah.
I was super pumped about this album, and I'm a big Kanye fan.
Sure.
And I've spent money on concert tickets and albums and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And I love everything prior to the last album that Kanye has released.
Yeah.
But I think I might actually be done.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel that same way. And wasn't it Kim Kardashian who had also announced on social that Kanye's album was going to be, like, it's weird because Kim says nothing during all this stuff.
Nothing.
Like, she has a really interesting position because she's so out there and she's so in front of everything and so visible and so vocal and so wildly famous. But yet when Kanye, who she's married to, does all this crazy stuff like on SNL or the first time on TMZ, whatever, she says nothing. There's no reaction from her.
It's by design, though.
No,
right?
No, I know. I get that.
Her mom's for sure is like, listen,
it's really,
despite how you feel,
yeah, it's really
do not
interesting.
Say anything.
I don't even think she wants to, though. Because
no,
and here's my feeling, and I don't think it's out of embarrassment. We still don't know what Kanye's dealing with mentally. That's fine. And if he is off his meds again, then you can't goof on the guy. The guy needs help. He needs a support system. So we all know that. But I was thinking yesterday, what if the reason why, you know, Kim doesn't go super deep into denouncing Kanye's love for Trump or all this other stuff? What if Kim agrees with him? That's not out of the question.
Like-minded, for sure.
I can only assume that she grew up in what was a very Republican household.
Yeah.
Because Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, was Republican. I can't
so
imagine.
She might have the same beliefs, for sure.
She may. She may not disagree with Kanye. That's one of the reasons why she doesn't come out and saying this.
I would not be surprised whatsoever.
No, me neither. Me neither. But so November 29th, or as Mocha said, November the never.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hi, Roz and Mocha.
Hi,
happy
what's your name?
Day.
Hell yeah, what's your name?
Nadia.
Mm.
I don't know. You're not going to remember me, but back in 2010.
Oh, God. You expect us to remember something from 8 years ago?
I don't remember Mocha
you.
From 2010. And we had already worked together for a year.
I'm so telling you guys. I remember you guys like, I can't even tell you, like, I'll never forget you guys. You guys are the best radio station ever.
Oh, thank you,
and
honey.
You guys were the ones that gave me my church in Jamaica. Like,
oh, wow.
Honestly, how can I forget?
So what's going on?
I just wanted to call and say hi.
Sure.
It's been a while.
What's yeah, it's been 8 years. Fill us in. What's
no,
been going
no,
on
no,
in
no.
your life?
No, I've called before, too, but no. My life is good. Everything's good. Yeah. I'm moving this weekend. Okay. Fresh start.
What do you mean fresh start? Where did you live? Where are you going to?
I lived in Hamilton, and now I'm going back to Mississauga.
Okay, why?
Closer to work, closer to family.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of a breakup, but that's okay. We're still kind of trying to work on it.
What happened?
You know, life.
How long were you with him?
4.5 years.
It's a long time.
What'd you guys fight about?
Every and anything.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just always like a nitpick. Like, you know, it's always me when it's not, but it's okay.
But who was saying it's always me? You or him?
Him.
Oh, okay.
Obviously. Yeah. I just look like I'm the crazy one, and I wake up out of my bed to yell and scream for no reason, but I don't.
How far into the relationship did the argument start to get more and more and more?
I would say after about a year.
After a year. So for three additional years, you kept sticking with that relationship, even though you were fighting more and more and more.
3.5 years, yeah. Mm.
Why?
Probably because my son was going to school in Hamilton. I did a lot of sacrificing for him.
Mm-hmm. Is that his kid, or is this a kid from a different guy?
No, it's from my ex-husband from years ago, 20 years ago, 21 years ago.
Was he good to your kid? Yeah. Okay.
He had his moments, I guess.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So.
But you're out of that situation.
I will be as of Saturday.
Yeah, good for you.
And you sound like you're in a great place. You sound super happy.
I am super happy. I'm talking to Roz and Mocha. Come on. It's okay. Nothing's better than that.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much for sharing so much of your time with us.
No problem. Roz and Mocha, you guys are the best. Thank you for everything.
Love you lots, Nadia.
Keep up the good work.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Lots of Bieber news today. It's been a long time since I had Bieber news.
So they're married.
Yeah,
we know
they're married. Yeah,
Bieber and Hailey Baldwin?
Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are married, but there's two other parts to this. Three other parts. One, they had no prenup. We know that. Bieber's worth $250 million, they say, which is a lot of money. Jesus, that's a lot of money.
When you're worth that amount of money, do you have that amount of money?
Like, what do you mean? Like
if you're worth, like, Roz, I assume you're worth, like, what, like $10 million?
Sure.
Do you have access to $10 million, or that's just what you're worth? Like, is your bank account like gold?
What do you think it means when you say somebody is worth?
It doesn't mean they have access to that. It just means, like, that's how much they're worth. You can bank on them for that amount of money.
So how much are you worth? How would you establish your worth?
I'd say I'm worth, like, $20,000.
Okay. But do you have access to $20,000?
Hell no.
Okay. So
I've never had access to $20,000.
So what I'm saying is, how are you establishing your worth?
Something is only worth what you're willing to pay for it.
Maury, I'm not talking about selling you.
Right? Say that conversation for the podcast,
like,
bro.
If I put you on Kijiji, I'm not saying what you're worth, it's what you're worth. So how do you establish
get the confusion?
Well, no, I don't think that when they say Bieber is worth $250 million, that means what somebody's willing to pay for Bieber.
You want to take a stab at it again?
But you get why people are confused.
No.
No.
Okay. I don't know of anybody else.
The only person that is confused right now is you.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
What was I going to read you here? Hold on a second.
Something from your diary.
What? Something from my diary? You think I have a diary? You think I have time to sit and write a diary?
I don't trust people who have diaries.
No?
No, first of all, secrets. And secondly, you get too much time on your hands.
If you write a diary?
Yep.
I had one like back in the day when I was a kid. But it was just...
Yeah, because you got time on your hands when you're a kid.
And it was just all filled every night or every other night or every third night. It was all with details about the Leaf game.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you still had those. I would love to read those. I know it's private and all.
I do.
You still have your Leaf game diary?
Yeah, it's a Garfield diary.
Okay, so what era is that from then? What year would that be? The Garfield diary.
I'm super young, right?
Do kids know what Garfield is now? I don't think they do.
I mean...
Kids don't know what Garfield is.
It's a young reference. It's SpongeBob.
SpongeBob?
No. Yeah, it's at my parents' place. I'll bring it.
Please bring it. Yeah. I would love to read your Leafs diary.
I think the only non-Leaf entry in that diary is when I wrote about how upset I was when my parents told me that my mom was pregnant with my sister Laura.
Oh, right.
And that was the only time.
That was devastating for you. You've talked about that before.
But the other thing that you'll notice in my Garfield diary from when I was a kid is I will apologize in the diary if I skip the day or a couple of days.
So you apologize to yourself.
So I'm like, right. Hey, sorry I didn't write in 3 days.
So would you be apologizing to yourself or the diary?
I don't know.
Maybe you'd be apologizing to the diary, like you're neglecting the diary.
Or like maybe I thought like if one day somebody ever found this and they decided to read.
Fair enough.
Every day.
I guess.
Right?
I
it was
guess.
Like, oh, hey, sorry, I haven't written in a week. I've been real busy doing, you know.
I guess that's my question too for anybody who's ever had a diary is, do you generally, when you're writing in a diary, do you write as if nobody will ever see it? Or do you write as if there is always a slight chance possibility that somebody will see it? Because I think there's a difference.
Looking back now, the way I wrote,
yeah,
I think it was if anyone were to ever find it.
So you had that in your mind?
Yeah.
That there is a possibility that somebody will find this.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a diary, Maury?
Yes, I have, actually. I had a diary when I lived with my first boyfriend. But our beds were head to head.
Right.
And I put the diary under the pillow and he would secretly read it every night.
Or you would just like reach through the wagon wheel at the top of your child bed and grab the diary?
The problem is like every entry was about what I didn't like about him.
Oh. So why were you with him?
I don't know.
So you wrote a diary. Back to my question. You wrote your diary thinking that there's no chance anybody would ever read this.
It would always start like, hey, buddy.
Okay. So you wrote entries in a diary thinking that there was no chance that anybody would ever read this, and your place to hide it was under your pillow, which was theoretically connected to the other person's pillow who your diary was about?
Yes.
Wow. Fort Knox over here.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So they've come out with the cost of raising a kid from birth to age 18.
Oh, wow.
The cost of raising. What's that, Maury?
The total cost.
Yeah. I think they cap it at 18 because they don't want you to include any sort of post-secondary help that you may give the kid financially.
Well, plus after 18, then you get your own job and you start paying for your own things.
Yeah. Theoretically, yes. So they put together their annual report on raising a child. This is in the United States. And it now costs. Any guesses?
I'm going to say,
from birth to 18.
Birth to 18.
Like $200,000.
Maury?
Oh my God, that's a lot of money. I was going to say $50,000.
50 grand?
Well, you got to think, when you're really, really young, it doesn't cost as much. It's like just like diapers and you wear the same outfit.
Maury, diapers are very expensive.
Dude, you have no idea.
I have no idea. I have nothing to base it on.
Maury, I have never spent more money in Shoppers Drug Mart than I did in the first 2 years of my kid's life.
Is that why people wash diapers and reuse them? They have cloth diapers that people just run through the washer?
I mean, that's also an environmental thing, but yeah, it's a cost thing as well.
I'll tell you, damn it, Maury. We use so many diapers in our house, our kid's 17 months old, that we are on a subscription-based delivery service with Amazon.
Subscription?
Yeah, so once a month, we get Huggies delivered from Amazon.
So when Cruz is like 18 or 19, are you going to like hold this over and be like, now that you're working, pay us back for those diapers?
Well, who does that? What kind of animal does that?
I don't know. Or do you remind him going, you know what? Like when you were a baby, how much this cost us? So settle down.
You could. Anyway, the total cost, Maury, thank God you don't have a child. The total cost, they say, is you're the worst. The absolute worst. Like every instinct you have is horrible.
Yeah. I don't know how much longer I could work with you, to be honest.
Oh.
The total cost is $230,000 from birth to 18.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
Right? And they say that the reason that it keeps going up is because parents feel pressure to buy their kids stuff that other kids have.
Okay.
Right?
But and is so that includes, clothing and food and school.
And hockey practice. And
all that stuff.
They say it's $230,000.
God, hockey's expensive, huh?
Yeah, my dad put me through hockey. 6 years of hockey. And then a year of baseball. Yeah. And everyone had pound puppies. So I had to have a pound puppy.
And now that you're 40, are you almost paid him back?
No, but he did used to hold that over me.
All those pound puppy dollars.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Where are we here?
Sad JWoww and Roger divorcing?
Yeah, I saw that headline and I was going to ask you about that because I know who JWoww is. Jenny Wow, right?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Jersey Shore. Jenny.
Jenny, yeah.
JWoww.
JWoww.
Yeah. Jenny Farley.
Jenny Farley, that's her name. Because I actually liked her a lot. I thought she was real great.
Yeah.
And as far as the transformation or the turnaround or the evolution of the people on Jersey Shore, I thought that she was really great because she was a hot mess, much like Snooki on the show, from everything that I saw. But then when she had a kid and sort of got away from the show for a while, I kind of came around to her. I kind of started to like her.
She was the one in the house.
I saw her in interviews, and she was just like, she's really good.
Yeah. She was the one that seemed like she matured the most.
She showed the biggest sort of evolution from where she was to how she grew over the course of not doing Jersey Shore.
I will say, just watching Jersey Shore lately, that Mike, the situation, since he became sober and stopped doing drugs.
Yeah.
That guy's matured.
Well, he's also going to the joint too, right?
He's also going to jail.
God.
But that guy has matured big time.
How long has JWoww been with this guy?
They've been like together for a while, but married for 3 years.
Okay.
Because he was in the picture since I think season 2 of Jersey Shore.
Really, huh?
Yeah. So he's been around for years and years, but they've been married for 3 years. And you know, he's saying, but he also kind of retracted the statement, is that, you know, she was going through like a midlife crisis. And when she went back to Jersey Shore, like for her time to like while out, he was kind of like, he felt like he was put on the back burner.
I'm just going through Twitter reaction to JWoww and Roger. Let me read you this from a girl named Bailey. Why are people shocked about JWoww and Roger? He almost never misses a chance to talk about all the sex they don't have and how kids basically ruined their marriage.
that has been on the show before.
Has it? Yeah.
Not about the kids, but about them not like sleeping together and stuff.
Yeah. JWoww and Roger are getting a divorce. My heart is completely shattered, says Erica. people are in on this, man. They're in on this.
So that's it,
man.
No more JWoww and Raj, but they're splitting custody, and they're going to try to split the assets that they've acquired during the marriage. That's according to the lawyer papers.
This is not the way we expected our Jersey Day to go yesterday.
I know,
right?
Heartbreaking.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz, I know how much you love it. Love it when people say that they've basically been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show since we started in 2009. And how old they were when they started listening.
This drives me crazy.
So we're going to call one of those people who texted us.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha from Kiss 92.5. How are you?
Oh my gosh. Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so we got your text. First of all, thank you for texting. What's your name?
Ashley.
Okay, Ashley, how old were you when you started listening to the Roz and Mocha Show?
I was 15, probably. Yeah, so probably a year after you started.
How old are you now?
23.
Wow.
I was just saying to Roz how much I know how much he loves when people tell us how long they've been listening to the show. And at what age they started listening?
It's not so much even the numbers game. It's not so much the ages. What always sort of sets me off is when you hear stories of people who listened to you when they were legitimately a kid.
Yeah.
And now they're grown with kids.
Right.
You know, or married. Sure. It's the sort of span of life as opposed to just the numbers game here. It's like how much somebody has actually grown in the time that we've been doing the show. That's what I find fascinating. What makes me feel so bloody old.
So, Ashley, 23 years old, what is your life like now?
Just working, pretty much, being an adult.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I work in customer service.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you married? Yeah.
No. My sister's actually getting married in 2 weeks, though.
So. Yeah. Nice.
Wow. When you started listening to the show, you were 15.
Yep.
What did you like about the show then, and what's kept you around all these years?
Just the entertainment. You guys are hilarious. Every morning, it just doesn't matter what mood I'm in, you guys can make me laugh.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
And so you finished high school. Did you go to college?
Yes, I did. I went to college in London.
And you're out of college now?
Yep, I am.
Oh, God.
So we lasted high school and college.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now into real life.
Jeez, what school did you go to in London?
Fanshawe College.
Oh, you went to Fanshawe. Do they party as hard
as
Western?
I wouldn't say as much, but pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close.
Okay. Did you party as if you went to Western?
Yeah, I'd probably say that's what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So we can tack a couple years onto that age then, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you got some city miles on you.
Hey, Ashley, we just wanted to say thank you for sticking around with the Roz and Mocha Show for as long as you have, and we appreciate you sharing your morning with us every day.
No, absolutely. Thank you guys for calling me, and thank you guys for keeping my mornings entertaining.
Oh, hell yeah. And between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, I hate this question.
Not more than I do.
I think I might have to say Mocha.
Yeah, of course. Okay, thanks. Later. By the
love
way,
you, Ashley.
You sound way older than you are.
Oh, wow.
Like way older.
Don't I'm going to take that as a compliment.
No, you shouldn't. It was meant as an insult.
Bye, Ashley.
Bye.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Well, it's National Poetry Day in the UK.
Oh, it is.
Not to be confused with Poetry Month, which I'm not even sure is October, or World Poetry Day, which is not today, but all over the world, poetry is celebrated. Today in the UK is National Poetry Day, October 4th. Dammit, Maury, the Roz and Mocha Show's reigning poet laureate.
It is raining.
Have you've
not
created
that kind of rain?
Don't even engage. Like,
sorry. I just get right so here. Frustrated sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Why? Why not just have fun? Enjoy it.
Because it's not fun. But we're about to have fun. What's the matter with you?
I feel like I'm being roasted every minute of my life.
I feel like I'm being roasted. When I say the Roz and Mocha Show's raining poet laureate, and then you go, it is raining, that's you roasting me.
No, that's just me being silly.
No, it's you roasting me. It's you not taking me
or
seriously.
Says,
whatever, I know that my dead papa's loving it.
Your dead papa? What does your dead papa have to do with this?
He would love that pun.
Oh. Okay, papa pun. Big papa pun. Okay, so in honor of National Poetry Day, Maury, do you want to give us the theme of the poem?
Yeah, someone's not there.
Someone's not there.
Yes.
Oh, this sounds heartbreaking.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Or awesome.
Oh, here
okay.
we go.
Okay. When you're not home, I may be alone, but I don't sit by the phone. I'm just eating a pumpkin spice scone, doing the unknown. It's my party for one. We're having so much fun. It's like I've already won. The truffle mac is already done. When you're not home, I say shalom to the milk and honeycomb. I'm totally in my glory. Thank God these walls can't tell a story. The rules go out the window. Rules are only followed by fools when you're not home. It's only been 3 days. I better clean what's on my screen. That man cuisine. I'm so alone when you're not home.
Okay, I have so many questions.
A ton.
Okay, first of all, back it up to the second line. When you say you're alone and then refer to yourself as we.
It's my party for one. We're having so much fun.
Okay, that part's creepy.
Okay.
Okay, now jump to the
poem.
When does Matthew get back from Calgary?
Today.
Okay.
Oh, this is a poem to Matthew.
Yeah.
Your husband.
Yes. Matthew's been on a work trip and Maury's been living the life of Caligula, apparently. Okay, so this is your take on your life without Matthew at home.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the warden's gone to get, you know, some stuff at the grocery store.
Let me tell you something. You know how happy my household would be if Catherine ever heard me refer to her as the warden?
Yeah.
Like, she's so warm and full of so much love. Go to the last line for me, the second last line.
It's only been 3 days. I better clean what's on my screen, that man cuisine.
What does that mean?
Like, clean out the history on your computer because you're looking at men?
Oh.
Oh my God, Dammit, Maury!
Listen, man, I'm going to say this, and I will defend Maury in this sense, which I don't think that he is alone in finding...
Oh, no, I am. When you're not home, I am alone.
Okay, you know what? I was just going to defend you. Honestly, I was going to take your side on something. I was going to make you feel I was going to make you feel not all alone, and I was going to slightly defend you.
But I'm just saying it's written right there.
Okay. I don't think Maury is alone in feeling a sense of joy when his significant other is on a work trip. I really don't. I think there are probably more people out there than we know or even want to think about that when their partner goes away for business and gets on a plane for 3 days, there's this great feeling of joy that comes over to the person that's left behind.
Because I think they could live that single life again.
It's not even about living the single life. It's just not having them there for a couple days. I think that people get sick of each other, even if you do love each other. I think that people get sick of each other. And I don't think that Maury's the only person who leaves the house every morning going, oh God, did I clear the history on the computer?
That man cuisine.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Roz and Mocha, what's going on?
Hey, I just want to kind of agree with Maury, or Roz, defending him, because every 3 weeks, my boyfriend works rotating shifts, so when he's on afternoons, I don't see him from Monday to Friday, because I work in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can watch what I want, do what I want, and I get so much done, and when he's there, I'm like, ooh, you're really kind of... I'm not as productive.
So, okay, when you say watch what you want, what are you talking, like regular TV shows, movies? Are you guys not into the same kind of thing?
No, we are. Like, but he told last night we have to watch the Leafs game, which I'm okay with, but I can't even like talk during it.
Okay, but what about, but do you have a list of secret things that you do when your husband's not around that you don't want him to find out?
Not so much secret, but like I feel less judged from watching like a Teen Mom marathon and eating ice cream for dinner.
Right. Okay. But you would not be destroyed if your husband found out that you did that. Now, Maury, what is, would you say, the percentage of things that you do when Matthew's not around that you would be mortified if he found out?
Oh, about 85%.
Okay, 85%.
That's a very high number.
This morning before I left for work, I had to air freshen the entire place so it didn't smell like truffle mac. You know, I walked what I call walk the grid, make sure I didn't leave anything behind.
Right. You got to CSI the condo. You shouldn't have to do that, right? You shouldn't have to bring in the squad that cleans up after a homicide.
God. And I put flowers in the dining room just so it distracts them.
Wow.
Damn.
All right.
What's your name on the phone?
Jamie,
it was so awesome talking to you. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Bye, you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You see the picture of the world's most expensive shoes?
I did, yes.
$17 million. The world's most expensive shoes.
Right.
$17 million. They're high heels. They're made of gold, leather, silk, and 236 diamonds.
Right.
This debuted in Dubai yesterday.
I have a slight issue with something being called the most expensive. It's like every now and then you read a news article where they're like, this some restaurant has created the most expensive burger, where it's just really a regular burger and then they sprinkle gold leaf on top of the bun.
So with these shoes,
right?
Maybe the shoes cost $10 to make.
Yeah,
but it's everything else
they
that
just
goes
stuck
into
diamonds.
They
on
stuck
them.
A really expensive diamond or diamonds. Like, in this case,
the shoes aren't expensive. Diamonds are expensive, and we all know diamonds are expensive.
The makers of the shoes say there will only be one pair of the Passion Diamond shoes in the world. We had a prototype, many shoes in Italy, in order to find the perfect shape, perfect heel, and the perfect color for it.
And did they give a doll? How much are they?
$17 million.
Well, no one's going to actually wear them. They'll buy it and put it in a glass case.
$17 million for a pair of shoes.
Who has that kind of money to spend on shoes, but also obviously still has money to live their life on top of that?
Believe me, Maury, okay, I'm going to tell you something.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I fully
we
do.
Know.
Yeah, believe me. If somebody's going to spend $17 million on shoes, before they buy them, they don't like go on their laptop and open up their account and see if they're going to be able to afford.
Calling the bank.
Yeah, like.
Or calling their accountant, hey, yeah, can I afford this?
You don't have to check your balance.
They don't have to Kijiji a couch substitute.
No. If you're going to spend money on, if somebody's going to spend $17 million on shoes, they don't have to work out a budget for it.
They just
go in at a level where it's not a problem.
Like, they don't have to explain to their spouse going, honey, I'm going to go and buy these
What's
shoes.
What's this charge on the credit card for $17 million that I just found? So you think that the person who's going to spend $17 million on shoes is going to be like you, where they hide the bill when they get in the house? Maury, you have to understand something. If you're going to go through the trouble of having to hide the bill, let me ask you a question. Where the hell are you going to put the $17 million shoes you just bought?
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. What's up?
Not too bad. I just had my kid a couple weeks ago.
You just had what?
My kid.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
Who's this?
I just wanted to call and say hi to you guys.
Wait a minute. You sound familiar.
It's Jake.
Jake.
No! Jake McAllister! Jake McAllister has been with the Roz and Mocha Show since 2009, and when you started listening to the show, you were, I believe, 13 years old, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just a little kid, and then we reconnected with you a couple weeks ago, actually a couple months ago, and you told us you were engaged and your fiance was expecting, so... Congratulations, wow. You are now a father.
Thank you.
See, this is what I always say makes me feel super old, and it's not just the number of years or age when people tell us how long they've been listening, it's just the amount of life you've lived.
Yeah.
So you were 13, sneaking around playing Grand Theft Auto because you were too young to play the game at the time.
And your grandpa gave you the game. He had no idea.
Yeah, and now you're a dad.
Wow.
Like, it's just so wild to me, bro.
I always say my back hurts. That's what makes me think I'm old.
So hang on, boy or girl?
It's a boy.
Oh, congratulations. What's his name?
Avery.
That's amazing. And how's your fiance doing?
Good. She had to have a C-section, so she did pretty good. She's already pretty much recovered. She recovered really quick.
That's amazing. What's dude the, we're so happy for you.
What do you like about being a dad so far, Jake?
Nothing really.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kids fair always enough screaming and crying. Yeah. And
straight up, Jake. I love you, man. I love you.
Hey, Jake, congratulations, bro. Thank you so much for checking in.
No problem. I'll talk to you guys soon. Yeah. It's kind of hard to get through to nowadays.
I know, dude.
We'll always make time for you, though, Jake.
All right. Take care.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
I got so screwed up on the weekend.
Why?
Well, I was out doing yard work all day, and then Catherine and the kid were in the city, so I was just at myself out at the cottage.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep at 8 on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Watching a movie, and then I woke up at 3.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And then I watched another movie.
At 3 a.m.?
At 3 a.m.
So you got 7 hours of sleep. Woke up.
Yeah.
Watch a movie at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
What movie?
I watched the new Mission Impossible.
Oh, and?
Which may actually be.
Don't tell me it's the best one.
I will say this. Not only is it the best Mission Impossible movie. I said that wrong, but don't worry about it. Not only is it the best Mission Impossible movie, yeah, it may be one of, if not the best action movie I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen it yet?
No, not yet.
Dude, it is like... one of the sequences in that movie, right?
Yeah.
Just like one of the sort of chase, jumping, whatever sequences in that movie. If one of those was in any other movie, you'd be like, man, that scene made that movie. And the new Mission Impossible movie is that from start to finish.
You know, Tom does his own stunts.
No, I know. It's incredible.
And they went back to Dubai, right?
No, well, they're in Dubai, they're in Paris, and they're in
they're
London.
They're kind of like all over the place.
And they're in Kashmir. I don't know if they're really in Kashmir, but that's sort of where it all goes. Yeah. But that new Mission Impossible movie, I'm telling you, dude, this one is...
Yeah.
But did you watch it on?
What's that?
What did you watch it on?
I had somebody send it to me.
No, like on your laptop? Or
no, on the television.
Oh, because like...
Come on, I got a Maury. When I go at the cottage, I got a full 21-inch.
Zenith.
Right? I got a full... I get a full 21-inch with television speaker sound.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't you question the way that I watch my movies. But no, it may be the greatest action movie I've ever seen. It may be the greatest action movie of all time.
Really?
For real. No joke. This movie's so good. And then so I watched that at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I was
and
like,
that wrapped up what, like 5, 5:30?
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, maybe I should make coffee. Maybe I should. I'm still nighttime. Coffee. Maybe I should have another cider. So yeah. I had another cider, and then I put the good coffee choice. On.
Yeah.
And then when the movie finished, I fell asleep for 45 minutes, and then the coffee was sort of not hot anymore. And then my whole day was just messed up. My whole day was just, everything was just messed up.
Did it remind you of your single
that.
Life?
What's that?
Did it remind you of your single life? Like sleeping and, you know, falling asleep at 3 a.m. and watching movies at 3, having a coffee.
Why do you say that like you miss it so much, Mark?
Yeah. Like you just hear the desperation in your voice. Like you're yearning for that life.
No,
again.
My sleep was all screwed up because I missed my family and I didn't have like Catherine to sleep with.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Right.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Did you see this story at a Big Brother? I watch no Big Brother. I haven't watched Big Brother ever, to be honest with you. I'll sort of dip in and out when the show first came around.
Yeah.
It was a great season.
What's that, Mark?
It was a great season.
Is it over now?
Yeah, it's over.
Okay.
It finished last week.
And there was a lot of stuff that made news from it. There was the...
JC, the
dwarf who... was
touching people inappropriately.
Yeah, he was like sticking his finger at people's butts. Remember that? Do you think he called it an oil test?
Oh my God.
Is that what he called it?
Yeah.
Where he'd like somebody be lying down on the couch like sideways and he just like ram his finger in their butt and call it an oil test?
What?
And yeah. He also used the N-word.
Yeah, he also used the N-word.
This is from this season?
Yeah.
See, I don't watch Big Brother, so I don't know.
No.
Damn.
But two contestants. So last week when the show wrapped at the finale, Swaggy C...
Swaggy C.
Yeah, that's the dude's name.
What a stupid name.
Yeah, his name is Chris Williams.
He had shirts made that he wore every day with that.
But he goes by Swaggy C. And then this girl that was in the house named Bailey Dayton.
Bailey D.
So they got engaged on the finale. He came out and proposed.
All right.
And I think that in total time in the house together, they were only with each other for like maybe 25 days or something like that.
Because he was voted out very early and went home.
Yeah. So he went home because
she went to the jury house.
So they were together a total of like 25 days.
Wait,
fell
so
in
when
love.
He was out of the house, were they still dating, quote unquote?
They were still dating because he went golfing with her parents and everything.
Yeah, but she had to go to the jury house. So like they couldn't hang out or anything like
okay.
that. But what came out now was from that time that they were in the house together, those 25 days, she got pregnant.
His kid.
In the Big Brother house.
No.
And then had a miscarriage while she was in the jury house.
What?
Listen to this. Listen
so
to this.
So during our time in the Big Brother house, I did conceive a little baby, but unfortunately, and we don't know why, but I had a miscarriage in the jury house. And it's something that we're still figuring out. We actually just got a chance to talk to each other about it for the first time today. So I know you guys want to know what's up and what's going on with us, and we appreciate it, but we're still trying to figure it out because we don't know ourselves. But I would have been ecstatic if I were to have a BB baby. It would have been a blessing, and we were both really excited when we found out. And we were both really, really upset when we found out we lost it.
Let
me ask you something.
Yeah.
Can anger, like extreme anger, cause something? Jeez. Because on the day that she was voted out, she screamed so much that her mouth started to bleed and she was just yelling. Yeah. And I wonder if that's
There's a million and one reasons why somebody can miscarry. I wouldn't put it up to just that one without knowing. But the interesting thing is that they keep them in such secrecy that when she had the miscarriage, what it sounds like when she had the miscarriage in the jury house, she wasn't allowed to call him tell him.
No, there was one
the rules season, is that strict, huh?
There was one season where somebody's parents passed away and they weren't told.
Oh
man,
oh,
see,
my God.
I don't know, that's kind of a raw deal.
That's
like
a raw
there,
deal.
There needs to be like some exceptions.
Yeah,
that's a crazy story.
But
though.
They do give
no
you condoms in the house, but you know,
yeah, I know.
Hey, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The guy that started the In My Feelings challenge, Shiggy, he tried to start another challenge. I don't know if it's going to take off as quickly or as much.
Which one's
as
this?
The Drake one. But on Lil Wayne's new album, Carter 5, there's a song called Uproar.
Yeah, right.
Produced by Swizz Beatz.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, dude.
Hottest record on the entire album.
Yeah.
It's hype. So Shiggy went on social and posted himself doing the dance, trying to get other people to do it.
Is it very similar to the In My Feelings dance?
It's different,
no?
It's but different. I don't know if it'll catch on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll catch on.
Those dances are so weird when people do those things, man.
I think they're hilarious.
Do you, though?
Yeah, because I think about, like, how many times you got to listen to that song and then figure out the kind of dance move that you're going to do to certain words or phrases or how to...
Well, the interesting thing about the Kanye, about the In My Feelings one was that all the disasters that happened when people were letting their cars roll
while they
jumped
funny.
Out, right?
So funny,
like,
dude.
Super dangerous. I saw one where a guy got out, and I don't know if it was faked or whatever, but the guy got out of his car and started doing the In My Feelings dance on the street, and somebody walked up behind him and, like, punched him in the head. Like, slapped him right across the ear.
I think that one was fake.
But that was a real hit, though.
Yeah.
Like, how hardcore do you have to be to want to go viral where you get one of your friends to just smack you in the ear?
If you, like, you want the likes.
Maury, let's
do
try
it for
this.
The gram.
Come on, buddy. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to
hit gram.
You more.
I saw one girl. I think the video was tagged from, like, Southern California. This one girl who was doing the In My Feelings challenge and rode by her house, and her mom came out of the house yelling all sorts of Spanish.
Really?
And the car stopped, and whoever was filming kept it rolling.
Right.
And you could just see the life get sucked out of this kid's face as her mom standing there. Like, I'm pretty sure the mom was holding a slipper.
Yeah. Well,
I could be wrong.
That's what Latino moms do. They throw a flip-flop at their kids.
Yeah. And like, just yelling.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what she was saying. Yeah. I know it wasn't good.
And I don't know what it's called. I don't know what the Spanish word for flip-flop is, but so many kids have had flip-flops thrown at them by their mothers.
I know this.
T-shirts now when it has a flying flip-flop on it with, like, fire coming off the
aren't
back
they, like,
of it.
Chanclas?
Well, Portuguese it's chanela, which is very similar.
I think
it's like
chancla
or something like that.
Yeah. If anybody knows,
because if you're a kid that grew up in that kind of household, you've had a flip flop thrown at you.
I think it's chancla.
So what are we doing to go viral?
We're not. I'm not. No, I was gonna say.
Yo, you want to go viral so bad?
Oh,
huh?
I have one wish in life.
Is that your wish? Is to go viral?
You really want
to
go viral?
Oh, that would be so cool to be featured on, like, Ellen.
Can you run down the ideas that you've had and posted to? In an attempt to go viral, and it just completely failed.
I did
failed.
Like a Christmas video where I was rolling around in eggnog, singing "I'm drinking rum and eggnog."
Oh, right, I remember.
Oh, so
that.
You wanted that
you
one?
That
to go
was
viral.
Shem.
That was last year. You guys filmed that at Longo's.
Yeah, we're gonna post that again.
Yeah.
So, I can't. Are you really?
Why not? Yeah,
why not? Two times a charm, man.
I can't wait to go in the comment section. I'm like, yo, this is from last year. Why don't you make a new one? Okay, what else did you do to try to go viral?
Oh my God. Going viral, when I dressed up once as, like, Spider-Man or Superman to do something on the streets.
Right.
How many likes did that get?
Like 12.
Maury told me the other day, what's the term that you used? Something about you were like, my Kanye tweet won the weekend.
Oh yeah, when I won the weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend.
And then I clicked on the tweet and it had 33 likes.
Because he changed his name, right? Because he changed his name to Yee.
Yay.
Yay. So I posted a video of, like, the town crier, and it was like, here yay, here yay. And, like, you know, got some likes and stuff. I was like,
33
likes. Yeah.
How'd you know that?
He just said,
just
it. Said it. Just said it. Listen.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, if 33 likes is winning the weekend, a lot of people won this weekend.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, it's Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
Oh my, this is Max. Oh my God,
what's going on?
I've been listening to you guys since, like, grade 3, and I'm about to graduate middle school this year.
Shut up. Oh yeah, graduating middle school. All right.
Yeah. And not too long ago, I was really excited about this video game, and I completely missed the event with all the Back to the Future cast. And I always make my family watch it. I'm the biggest fan, and I always, like, freak out when you talk about it. And it's just, it was a kick in the gut when I heard you guys on the podcast talking to Doc. And yeah.
Oh wow! So you're a real big Back to the Future fan, huh?
Yeah, I've, like, my mom, like, showed, like, we were watching the movie as a family, like, when I was, like, 3 or something, and I've been showing it to them ever since.
Out of all 3 movies in the series, which one's your favorite?
It goes 1-3-2.
1-3-2. Wow, really?
Really, huh?
Yeah.
Most people say part two is their favorite. It goes 2-1 and then 3. I actually know a lot of people who hate part 3.
Yeah, I will say, though, I think that my kid is the same way as you. I think that her order is 1-3-2 as
really?
Well. Yeah.
Listen, I'm not hating on part 3. I don't know what everyone has, why people have, such a big problem with Back to the Future 3.
I ran into Crispin Glover a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
George McFly.
He still super looks like George McFly.
Yeah?
Even after all these years. He super looks like George McFly. And the great thing about Crispin Glover is George McFly sort of had that way that he talked.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
But that wasn't something that was put on, right? That's actually how Crispin Glover talks. So when you talk to Crispin Glover, you're talking to George McFly.
When you met him, was it like the scene when George met Lorraine at the diner in 1955? And he said, Lorraine... My density has popped me to you.
Yeah, but he was sitting with a really beautiful woman, though. So
was it Lorraine?
No, it was not Lorraine. It was not.
Oh my god, that'd be so amazing, though.
Yeah, and I got weirded out too because I'm friends with the woman that he's with, and so she had just said she was in town, and she was like, "Hey, come down to the bar. I'm just hanging with a friend of mine, and come say hi and have a drink." So I went down to the bar to say hi to her, and her friend happened to be Crispin Glover, who was sitting there. And then if it was anybody else in the world, I just would have sat with them and had a drink. But Crispin Glover is so intense that I'm like, I am not in the right headspace right now to sit with Crispin Glover. So I said hello real quick, shook his hand. I'm like, hey, met you before, gave her a hug, and then I bailed.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I was there like maybe 5 minutes because the vibe that Crispin Glover puts out, it's not a comfortable vibe. I'm not saying he's an uncomfortable person, but he doesn't put out a very welcoming vibe. He's never going to start a conversation. And when you're talking, all he does is stare at you.
Was he happy at all?
Yeah, I think happy-ish. Yeah.
Did you hear him laugh?
Yeah.
Did he laugh like George McFly, like this?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I'm with Mocha, though. Mocha is such a huge fan of Back to the Future, and it was awesome to have Doc on the show, and I'm a huge fan of Chris McGlover and everybody else in that movie. It was life-changing, that movie, at the age that we were when we saw it. Life-changing.
Roz, you used to be my favorite, but ever since I found out everything with Back to the Future and Mocha, he has been my favorite.
Okay, cool. Yes.
Great. Oh wow, Roz, right. You went from Marty to Biff.
Yeah. How old are you? How old are you, dude?
I'm 13.
Okay, so 5 years ago you were 8, okay? All right.
Oh man, dude, thank you so much for calling in, man.
No problem. See you guys
later.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What you need, Holmes?
Your iPhone?
My iPhone?
Yeah, go to settings.
Okay.
And anyone else listening, if you have the ability to do this, don't do this if you're behind the wheel, though. I just want to run a test real quick.
How do I go to settings? Oh, settings.
You know settings?
Okay, bro.
Okay, scroll down to where it says general.
How far do I have to go for that? Oh, there we go. Look at that, right there.
And then right underneath about, get software update.
No way.
Why?
No way.
No, I just want to see if it
Let's check it for updates.
Because mine still says, I'm up to date, iOS 12.0.
No, I have to update.
But starting today, some people, including those who are in a beta system testing, which I need to get on, are going to get access to the 70 plus new emojis with iOS 12.1.
You love these. I've never used an emoji before. I just found out where settings was on my phone.
You just found out the other day that your iPhone has a flashlight on it.
No, I knew it did. I just found out how to use it.
So they got the bagel emoji.
Yeah.
There's a llama emoji. Skateboard. If you are a redhead, they have emojis for you.
Finally, the gingers get some love.
Ginger's getting some love.
Love
if
that.
You're like Maury, the bald headed, y'all get some love.
Jeez, that was harsh.
Cupcake. What else? There's a mosquito.
I find it
difficult.
Whenever we do these new lists of all the new emojis that have come out, I find it really difficult that of the thousands of emojis that are already out there, that they have not already done cupcake. How are we just getting cupcake now?
I don't know, man.
To me, that seems very standard.
If you have curly hair.
Yeah.
There's an emoji specifically for you.
Really?
So I'm always hype when new emojis drop. Always hype.
What are you hoping to? What emoji is missing out of your life?
The superhero one. which they have.
Like, what do you mean a superhero? Which is like a generic superhero, like a guy in tights?
Yeah, a guy and a girl. Superhero with a mask and cape. A couple of the smiley faces are changing. Like, you're going to get like a freeze. Like, you're absolutely freezing. It's going to be blue with like icicles hanging off your face.
Why not just write it's cold? Instead of hieroglyphics.
Who has time for writing?
Oh, God. It takes longer to find the emoji.
Not when you a pro.
No.
They got the mango emoji. No. I love mangoes.
What do you use a mango emoji for?
I'm telling people I'm about to have a mango.
Who are you telling that you're about to have a mango?
With iOS 12.1, now everybody.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, I was a crossword puzzle clue earlier this week.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Second time that's happened. I think it's the Toronto Star one, maybe. What is that, Maury? What's the Colossal Canada crossword? Figure out what that is. The Colossal Canada crossword.
How are you the answer? Like, did they ask for your permission?
No, they don't. They don't. I was 55 down, and it was ET Canada reporter Mr. Weston.
Oh, Mr. Weston.
Yeah, was the
For
was
as
the
long
clue.
As I've known you, I've never, ever, ever heard anyone call you Mr. Weston.
Well, they do in the crossword. Yeah. ET Canada reporter Mr. Weston was the clue. Who else was a clue that day? This was on October 1st.
Okay, somebody, so Monday.
Somebody sent this to me. Canadian Impressionist blank Philippe Gagnon. Remember him?
No.
What's that guy's name? Was it Marc-Philippe Gagnon? What is it?
André Philippe Gagnon.
Thank you. André Philippe Gagnon. I'm in there with him.
Wait, so what was the question?
ET Canada reporter, Mr. Weston. And so I guess the clue was Roz.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's also like this crossword colossal thing or whatever. It's in book form at the bookstore as well.
Really? Where was this from though, Moore?
That one there?
Yeah.
There's a website, but I'm not seeing what paper it's printed in.
Well, go find out. What was your job?
About André Philippe Gagnon.
No, I didn't ask you. I asked you to find out where the Colossal Canada crossword is from. And you came in here with your arms swinging in the air screaming, André. André! André!
Wait, but did you say this is the second time you've been?
It is. This is the second
an
time.
An answer
the,
on
the first time,
crossword?
The first time, it was a National Post crossword puzzle.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was almost the exact same clue.
Really?
Yeah.
It's in the Toronto Star.
It is. Well, there you go. And
55 down.
55 down. I'm trying to think of another one here because the guy only sent me a small picture.
Does it show what other words were crossed with your name, like the letters to make up
because
what the
I
other
don't,
words were?
No, I wish it did because I don't have it. I just want it to be in something with extra, like with really cool clues. Like I want to, you know what I mean? Like you want to sort of be in a row where something else is really cool.
Yeah.
But you're with André Philippe Gagnon.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so I'm 55 down.
Yeah.
You want to know what 68 down is, Maury? This would be your life. Maury, you would die if you were in the same crossword puzzle as this. So 55 down is ET Canada reporter Mr. Weston. That's me.
Mr.
Right?
Weston.
68 down, the devil wears blank.
Pradha.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz, lately we've had people call in, tweet, and even text us about how long they've been listening to the show. We've been on the radio together since 2009.
Yeah.
And people are not only telling us how long they've been listening to the show, but everything that's been going on in their lives from the time they started listening up until now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we got another text that I have to call this person.
Okay.
Up. All right.
That's a long phone number.
He's been listening a long time.
Hey, Mark Woodwine, speaking.
Yo, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Very good.
You got 2 seconds to chat?
Sure.
All right. So, what's your name, dude?
It's Scott.
So, Roz,
yeah.
In Scott's text to us just now,
said,
hey, I've been listening since I got married when I was 21, and now I got 3 kids. 2 horses, 2 dogs, and 2 cats.
Wow. That's a lot, dude.
Yeah. I grew up in Brampton.
Uh-huh.
And then moved out to the little town of Durham, which is off Highway 6.
Sure.
And Highway 4 up north.
Mm-hmm.
And because I got a house for ridiculously cheap So, you know, the city's getting.
Yeah.
And I got a house there and then just moved out, got a couple acres out just outside of Markdale, where wow. Chapman's is.
God, that's crazy.
And
when you were 21 and started listening, what was going on in your life? Like single guy downtown?
No, I just got engaged at that time. Right. And shortly after we found out we were expecting. So we moved up the wedding date there, had our first kid and started out. And then, you know, right after that, the second one didn't come far after. She wow. was only 10 months later, she was pregnant again.
How? Wow. What?
Damn, son. You wasted no time.
10 months.
No.
Jeez. Yeah,
so they're 19 months apart.
Yeah.
So where you live right now, you said you got two horses. How did you acquire the horses? Did you want the horses or were they like part of the property that you bought?
My wife always wanted horses. She always thought about living in the country and everything like that. So when we got the property that we did, we talked about it. I didn't think it would happen so soon, but we found a deal of we couldn't really say no to.
Let me ask you a question. What do you pay for a horse?
Actually, the deal that we got the two horses. They're both Belgian crosses. They're like 20 years old, and it was $1,000
for both horses. $500 each.
$500 each.
And let me put this in perspective for you. Okay, you paid less for a horse than Mocha paid for a PlayStation.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You really
yeah. That's what right? happens when you yeah. move out there. Like Holy the cow. House that I told you I bought in Durham, I got it 3 years ago. $130,000.
I have a follow-up question, Scott. How yeah. much a month does it cost to maintain and provide for two horses?
Actually, it's not too bad. We have a big enough field. We just supplement with some hay sometimes. So it's about, I've probably been spending about, because they do quite eat a lot because they're bigger horses, about $150 a month on hay.
That's not bad.
All right.
That's all right.
A lot cheaper than I thought.
What did you name them?
Their names, they already were named. They're Luna and Rummy.
Can you not rename a horse once you buy it?
You can, but they're 20 and they do know their names. So
oh, they do?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Smart, huh?
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Really? You got a good deal. $500 horse that knows its own name?
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Scott, listen, man, honestly, thank you so much for spending all your time with us in the morning and listening since you were 21 years old.
30 now, yep.
Yeah.
So.
We really, really appreciate it, brother.
All right, no problem. You guys have a great day.
Hey! The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I've been to goat yoga before. I did it last year and it was wonderful. Me and Catherine and Roxy went and it was magical and you're hanging out with little baby goats and it was one of the best afternoons of our life. It really was. It was so glorious. I love little baby goats. They're so dumb and so adorable. And it was just a magical afternoon.
What do they do? Just like jump all over you and stuff?
Yeah, they butt your crotch and everything else. It's fun.
Sounds like it. So relaxing.
The Dammits, Dammit Maury and his husband Dammit Matthew, they went up to Black Creek Pioneer Village and they do goat yoga there every Friday night. So they thought that it would be fun to go and experience goat yoga.
Back up.
Yeah. Maury thought it would be fun. But I think sometimes Matthew likes anything that you guys like to do, the popular things together, something that the new hot thing they enjoy trying together. And you could use a relaxing afternoon together, the two of you, right? We all know that. So I can only imagine just the zen place that you two found yourselves in doing goat yoga.
The difference is, Dammit Maury did not tell Dammit Matthew that they were actually doing goat yoga.
Oh.
Matthew thought that they were going to regular yoga.
Oh, that changes everything then.
Don't even f-ing talk to me right now. You agreed to do it. I did not agree to anything. I'm being forced right now.
Okay, but what's the worst that can happen?
I can think of a whole bunch of things. Me in the emergency in the ER because I've been kicked by a friggin'
baby goat. People say this is therapeutic.
And poo and pee on my clothes. How do you know? Like if they're gonna poo or pee on you?
So you wipe it off.
No, Maury, I don't want poo and pee on me. Like that's not relaxing and cool. You told me it was yoga.
Yeah, and people say it's very therapeutic.
It's not therapeutic. That's anxiety inducing having a goat on you.
Then people would have canceled it long ago. But people sign up for this. They love it.
Also, I think I'm allergic to goats.
So if you get wheezy, we'll leave. What if you have a great time?
There's no great time in having a live animal walk all over you.
How bad can it be?
Oh, yeah. Not
here
funny.
We are. Okay, put on a smile. Here we are.
No.
So it's going great so far.
Are you relaxed yet?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Tapping the toes. Dropping the belly.
Oh my god. Okay.
Oh my god.
How is this relaxing?
Oh my god. What's he doing?
Oh my god.
Let's try that again. Inhale, drop the belly.
How is this relaxing?
They have nice long hair. Oh my god.
Let's open up the knees so they're the width of the mat and then settle the hips back to the ankles.
Is that poo? I smell poo.
Settle the hips back to the ankles.
Oh my god.
You're in a bar.
There's probably poo somewhere, but it's not on you.
Okay.
If I had to choose a
feasible, is this the one? No. Oh my god. What was that?
So relaxing.
Sorry. What? Oh my god. How did this become a thing? This is a lifestyle thing?
They have nice
my lord. Okay. Oh my god. What? No. Like not on this jacket. Not on this jacket. No. It's dripping. You're lying.
It's gonna drip.
Yeah, he needs a little wipe.
He needs a wipe.
Oh my god.
Maury? Is there on my jacket?
No. That's Mocha. Yeah.
Mocha.
They got a goat there named Mocha.
Oh my god, that's a bird.
Mocha Mount Matthew.
Oh my god.
Maury! Its bum is in your face.
No.
Oh my god, it's on my hand. Oh my god.
Oh, and you know what? Mocha
wants to murder.
No, they have to watch their hooves or whatever they are.
This is not my thing, I will say that. It's not my thing.
You can't relax for yoga. Did you see when it peed on your shoe?
Oh my god.
And when it pooed on your hair?
It didn't. No. Please tell me no. Oh my god, am I breaking out into hives?
Oh my god, there is pee.
There you go. Damn it. Doing go yoga.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hi, how's it going? It's Adam from BC.
Adam in BC, a.k.a. Don't tell me. Because you were on one of the episodes of our podcast. I believe episode 37.
Yeah.
Adam 37 from BC. What's going on, brother? How are you?
Good. I'm currently looking to change a job into a career. And I'm not really good at interviews, so I was finding myself needing some luck. And I figured, who's more lucky than Damn It Maury when it comes to jobs?
Oh, wow. Damn It Maury. Yo. Wow. I was gearing up to give you some words of encouragement because I honestly thought, Adam, that you were going to say, hey, Roz and Mocha, can you like give me some advice or something? But you actually want to speak to Damn It Maury.
We've had a lot of long distance roasts on this show. This may be the longest distance roast.
So what's the new gig, Adam?
Why would you say that that Maury is lucky at work?
On a daily basis, he pretty much says whatever he wants to whoever he wants. Mm-hmm. He hits on celebrities and his boss on the air all the time. Mm-hmm. No repercussions. Mm-hmm. Never had that happen. Mm-hmm. And he's surrounded by good-looking people all the time. All male work.
Hey, you're pretty lucky, Maury, when he puts it that way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Huh? So what's the new job, Adam?
I'm looking to switch from doing a job as janitorial to career, like schools, university.
Oh, okay.
So are you like, you want to go to school or you want to work at a school?
Work at a school.
You want to work at a school. What do you want to do?
It's just a janitorial field.
Oh, okay, cool. So are they
it's
bigger?
It's more pay than what I'm at now, so.
Oh my God, coincidence. I used to have lunch every day with the janitors.
Right on. Maury was best friends with the janitor at high school.
No joke.
Awesome.
So how do you make this move? Like, is it, I don't even know much about the janitorial services. Like, do you get hired as an individual or do you have to apply to a company that then the school hires? I don't know how that works.
Well, I did a course for building services worker.
Yeah.
As a prerequisite to work at the university.
Right.
Because you need to know how to do a few things like electrical, how to operate machinery, right. Chemicals.
Maury, what do you know about electrical and chemicals?
They don't go together.
Right? Don't, Maury's advice, don't mix them. When you have to do the test and they give you electrical things and chemicals, Maury's advice, don't mix them.
Is having bad flashbacks right now?
Right. I really don't have, geez, man, I don't know a lot about this, but I love that you are making this move, because I get inspired by people who don't want to be internet famous. And I get inspired by people who don't want to figure out a get rich quick scheme. I get inspired by people who want to be dependable, and they want to have steady work, and they want to have responsibility, and they want to go in every day and crush it, but not make their job their life. Like, I get inspired by people like you.
So regular people doing quote unquote regular jobs that just want to be awesome at those jobs.
I get inspired by the people who make the world run.
Yeah.
Those are the people that make the world run. You're the guy that makes the world run. You're part of that giant machine that makes everybody else be able to live a normal life. And that's what I find inspiring.
And just remember, do not mix electrical and chemicals.
I hope you do really well. Take the pledge. And I hope you beat out the competition and mop the floor with them.
What is the pledge?
No, that's just because it's like pledge. It's
yeah, it's a joke.
I don't get it.
Pledge as in the pledge cleaner.
Oh, I thought you meant like he had to like make some sort of a pledge.
Yeah, I get it.
It's a play on words because he wants to be a janitor.
Oh, anyway, dude, set your goal and crush it, okay, man?
Awesome, thanks.
You got it, brother.
Take care, man.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Well, looky.
What?
Look what time it is. I know it's a podcast world. There actually is no time.
I was just going to say, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's 5:30 p.m.
But the question still is, Mocha, are you ready?
At 10 a.m. on a Saturday, yes.
Let's do the news!
Well, I hope you do really take the... And I hope...
Meghan Markle's half-sister traveled to London, and I guess she, like...
Went to go see your sister?
Yeah, but
I guess
she just hung out in front of Buckingham Palace.
Hoping Meghan Markle would like look out the window and be like, oh, my sister's here for a visit?
Hoping to get noticed. But also, Meghan Markle doesn't live in Buckingham Palace. She lives in Kensington Palace, which is like pretty far away. And I guess she's ready to forgive Meghan.
For what?
So before we hear this, so let's just remind you, Meghan Markle's half-sister, some of the things that she said, okay? She talked about Meghan and said, how about you pay tribute to your father? Enough is enough. Act like a humanitarian. Act like a woman. If your father dies, I'm holding you responsible, Meg. Jeez. She also nicknamed her the Duchess of Nonsense. And then she tweeted... Then she tweeted and called Harry a wuss and said that he's a wuss to allow the Duchess of Nonsense to mistreat everyone who has ever been close to her, especially her family. Then she said Diana would be ashamed.
Wow.
And then she said, stop wearing Meg's skivvies and bra and take your pants back. So that was all directed to Harry. But it seems like now she's ready to clear the air.
There is so much water under the bridge and so much has spun out of control that was never intended to. And... you know, I think everybody was hurt not being included or invited to the wedding. but I felt as though it could have all been nipped in the bud had everyone been included and we all just agreed to move forward with positive resolve and the hurt feelings wouldn't have snowballed. But believe it or not, you know, it doesn't mean that we love you any less. I just think that families can be this way when there's confusion and when people are hurt. So moving forward, I apologize and I wish things could be different.
Yeah. Also, I called your husband a wuss.
You know what I mean?
This is the greatest story ever. Lady Gaga fans are accused of writing fake Venom reviews to support A Star Is Born. So A Star Is Born and Venom are both opening on Friday.
Yeah.
And BuzzFeed did like this huge investigative piece on these Gaga fans.
Yeah.
So once the social media embargo for Venom reviews was lifted following the red carpet premiere on Monday night, some Twitter users noticed negative reviews floating around Twitter that were all worded the exact same. So this was the tweet from like hundreds of people, but it was all worded the exact same. It was a cut and paste.
Okay.
And it read, I'm the biggest Marvel fan, but I just watched Venom and I don't know what to say. Easily the worst movie this year. I expected so much better and now I'm just disappointed. So that was everywhere, that tweet, right?
Yeah.
So when BuzzFeed reached out to some of the accounts who shared this review. They were told straight up, it's us Gaga fans. We created fake IDs to trash the Venom premiere.
Oh my God.
They're both getting released. They're both getting released on the same day. So we want more audience for A Star Is Born. Here's another one. And then people started creating all sorts of different accounts. And they put their pictures were like Midwest moms, right?
Right.
Like that was their sort of avatar was like the Midwest mom. So let me read you a couple of these, a couple of my favorites here. Quote, I won't let my son watch Venom. It's so ugly and not something God would like. My family is going to watch A Star Is Born.
Come on. Okay.
Here's another
one. These are all the fake reviews.
Here's another one. Ugh, I saw Venom last night and had to leave halfway through. My children wouldn't stop crying at how bad it was. Luckily, a second pre-screening of A Star Is Born was about to start, and now we're all crying, tears of amazement. Please pray for my eldest. He's still in a coma.
The Venom movie put his kid in a coma.
Or he was in a coma before the Venom movie, who knows? But early tracking does have Venom winning the weekend with 65 million over A Star Is Born's 20 million. That's the projection. However, the actual reviews for Venom are now starting to come out, and they are ugly.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Michael Ovitz, who is a really, really famous agent back in the day, has just released his tell-all memoir called Who is Michael Ovitz? And in the book, he recalls the moment in which Michael Jackson expressed his interest in becoming James Bond.
Hold on. What?
Okay. Michael Ovitz represented Michael Jackson. And Michael Ovitz had a meeting with Jackson and his manager because Michael Jackson was showing great interest in becoming James Bond.
And I thought that's what you said. Okay.
Ovitz describes the conversation that went down between him, Jackson, and his business partner, Ron Mayer, as, quote, cringeworthy. He writes that he and Myers did their best not to fall into fits of laughter when Michael brought up the idea and had to double their efforts to not laugh when, as Michael was pitching his idea to become James Bond, his hat fell off and landed in a bowl of guacamole.
Come on, man. James Bond would never let that happen.
Ovitz reportedly told Jackson that he was, quote, too thinly built and too sensitive to be James Bond. Could you have imagined that?
No, yeah, not at all.
Right? So, time to meet your new NAFTA deal. According to most of what I've read, it's a whole lot like the old NAFTA deal.
Oh.
With a couple of tweaks here and there on dairy and a whole new name. So some of the changes are mostly cosmetic in nature, they say. But the impact on Canadian-American trade, there's one significant development, and that is the trade deal is going to be called the USMCA as opposed to NAFTA. The USMCA. And already people have been loading Twitter with YMCA jokes. Because you can almost sing this. Maury. Trudeau. I don't know.
Trudeau.
You can see if the chorus works. It's USMCA.
USMCA.
You were looking around for a pen like you need to write down USMCA.
There we go.
Okay. While Maury gets ready to do this, President Donald Trump will give his press conference at 11 a.m. on the USMCA. Prime Minister Trudeau will give his press conference at noon.
All right, here we go.
USMCA. Ready. No, USMCA.
No, USMCA.
Yeah.
USMCA.
No, USMCA. Try again. Here we go.
USMCA. USMCA.
No. Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, except that it's not.
One of the things that I didn't know, a piece of information that came out, was dealing with farmers. How many dozen eggs do Canadian farmers produce annually? How many dozen eggs?
12 in a dozen.
Do Canadian farmers produce annually?
At least I was going to say a million.
Oh my God.
It's got to be more.
Too many chickens.
How many dozen
eggs? You're talking about a dozen, though, dude.
How many dozen eggs do Canadian farmers produce annually?
Like 2 million.
I was going to say 50,000.
You were going to say 50,000?
No, that's way too low.
Yeah, but how
many? That's got to be in the millions, bro.
I mean, that's 12 eggs per a dozen. That's a lot right there.
I'm going to say 2 million. 2 million.
Okay, the number, according to what I was reading, was 650 million dozen eggs annually.
650 million?
Yeah.
Those poor chickens.
Yeah, that's what I read anyway. Tim Hortons is looking to shut down a copycat restaurant in India. I don't know if you saw this, where the font and logo look identical to Tim Hortons, only the joint's called Tim Hortons.
What is it?
Tim Hortons.
Okay.
but apparently they sell like burgers and stuff like that too, but the logo is exactly the same. And they even use the Always Fresh Cafe and Bake Shop under the title. Yeah. Tim Hortons says, we believe that imitation is often the sincerest form of flattery. We have very high standards when it comes to our brand, the quality of our products, and the service we provide our guests. They go on to say, therefore, we will be taking steps to protect our brand and trademark, including closing down this imitation restaurant. And then people started posting other pictures of restaurants all over the world that sort of look like Tim Hortons. My favorite was something called Kim Hortons.
same, but not the same.
Kim Hortons. Yeah, Kim Hortons. What's wrong with that, man?
Go for it. Nice. Hot cup of Kim's right now.
Apparently, your dog gets depressed when they see you on your cell phone. Seriously, your dog gets depressed when they see you using your phone, according to a new study. The researchers say that your dog picks up on the fact that you're ignoring them when you're using your phone, which makes them more anxious and can eventually add up to depression.
Really?
The study also found that your cat doesn't love when you're on your phone either, but since they are less social than dogs, it doesn't bother them nearly as much.
I'm just on IG, like, trying to post a picture of you.
I know. Doesn't matter. The dog only sees it. They don't know that you're posting a picture of them on IG. They just see that you're on your phone ignoring them. Sylvester Stallone released a first picture of him on set of the new Rambo movie.
Okay. I haven't seen this yet.
And he posted it with the quote, the quote was, "Comes a horseman wild and free." And it's Sylvester Stallone, I guess, is Rambo, with a cowboy hat on and like a leather jacket on a horse.
Okay.
And with everything that's sort of going on in the world, Rambo has to, I guess, go and fight somebody. But it's not like ISIS Middle Eastern kind of stuff. So this is the plot to the new Rambo movie. The official synopsis for the sequel has this: John Rambo living on a ranch in Arizona in an attempt to live a quiet life. That changes when human trafficking rings starts to abduct young women and bring them across the border. It's up to Rambo and a journalist to save the women in a story that will take Rambo from Arizona to Mexico, hunting and interrogating members of the human trafficking ring. So that's the plot of the new Rambo. Also, he's 72. A company in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Did a trial. It's a Perpetual Guardian. It's a financial services firm that manages trusts, wills, and estates. They have 250 employees across 16 offices, and they just ran a test within their company to find out how the company would survive on a 4-day work week.
And
they found that there was absolutely no downside to a 4-day work week.
Yeah.
They just finished the trial with 250 employees in 16 offices. But here's the thing. I always think of the 4-day work week, meaning I would 100% work 10 hours a day for 4 days to have 3 days off. They just still worked 8 hours a day. So they cut their work week from 40 hours down to 32 hours.
So they work the same amount of hours that they would.
Yes.
Normally.
Just one less day.
Just one less day.
And the company still pays them for working 5.
Serious.
So they're going to continue it. They finished their trial. The company was like, absolutely no downside. No loss in productivity. No complaints from customers.
I guess the employees are much happier.
Yeah.
And it gives them that motivation to go back to
a job that allows them
to do that, right?
Who's ever going
to
quit that company?
Never.
Never. You're there for life now.
Yeah, you got lifers.
Yeah. And before we go, Jon Favreau's Star Wars TV series, he revealed details about this. This is going to be launched in 2019 when Disney launches their streaming service to go against Netflix.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
So Jon Favreau's TV series, quote,
After the stories of Jango and Boba Fett, another warrior emerges in the Star Wars universe. The Mandalorian is set after the fall of the Empire and before the emergence of the First Order. We follow the travails of one lone gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy, far from the authority of the New Republic.
So this is between Jedi.
Yes.
And
Force Awakens. Yes. And it's called it's Star Wars The Mandalorian. And I guess the Mandalorian is a thing. The Mandos are a thing that people who are huge Star Wars nerds love.
Yeah.
I know nothing about them, but people are loving that he's taking on this sort of aspect of Star Wars.
Also, friggin' Jon Favreau?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm subscribing, yeah, for sure.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
Ask Roz and Mocha, very popular segment on the podcast because this only happens on the podcast, which you can, by the way, leave a review and or rating through Google Play or Apple Podcasts. I want to go through a couple of reviews that we got recently, Roz.
Yeah, please.
This one came in a couple days ago, actually. 5 stars, subject line, thank you. This is my favorite podcast and honestly the only one I listen to. I can't get enough of it. As someone who struggles with some mental health issues, your podcast always puts a smile on my face. I binged them all and look forward to the new one. So that came in from Maddie. Thank you. Much love going out to you, Maddie. Jenny, 5 stars, subject line, look forward to Friday drives now. You guys are amazing. I started listening 2 years ago when I was living in Toronto. When I moved to London last year, I was missing my morning laugh. Then I heard about the podcast. I can't tell you how grateful I am for this. I drive a lot for work and you guys actually make it enjoyable. I even look forward to my Friday drives to listen to the new episode. My only complaint is that I need more Roz and Mocha. And as a science nerd, science with Maury kills me. Keep doing what you do. Love you guys. Jenny, thank you so much for that review and for the 5 stars. Again, Apple Podcasts and Google Play, you can leave a review and a rating. All right. Ask Roz and Mocha.
Here we go. Every week, we like to get somebody who listens to the show and also listens to the podcast to come on the section of Ask Roz and Mocha and get to ask their question with us and hang out and maybe have some fun. So, how do you say your name? Julia?
Is it Julia? Hi, Julia.
Yes, it is Julia.
Julia. Oh, okay. It's spelled J-U-L-I-J-A-H.
That is correct.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So how old are you?
25.
25. You married?
I am. I actually just got married in August.
Congratulations. Oh, congratulations.
What is your question?
Question is, how would you handle a situation where your significant other does not like your family and vice versa?
Oh
wow. So I assume...
And it's not about me.
Oh, it's not.
No. I'm happily married, guys. It's only been like a month.
Yeah, this isn't a question about whether your marriage is happy. This is a question about whether your spouse gets along with your family and your family gets along with your spouse.
That's true. They love him. It's actually my brother and his wife.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, wait. So do you hate your brother's wife? Okay, so you hate your brother's wife.
Okay, so your brother doesn't like his in-laws and your sister-in-law doesn't get along or like you guys.
Yes.
So wait, no. So your brother's wife doesn't like your family and your family doesn't like your brother's wife. Your brother doesn't have any problems.
Her family doesn't like him either.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
see?
Okay. Hold
so
on a second.
So nobody likes anybody.
Okay. Wait.
No.
So you have two. We have two sets of families. We have your whole family, and then we have your brother's and your wife's whole family. And
yeah.
You guys don't like your brother's wife and her family. They don't like your brother.
Yes.
Wow. And are they married?
They are. So they, I actually went to school with her. So we are the same age. And my brother is 4 years older. He's 29.
Yeah.
So they started dating, I think it was March, April of 2016. And then by that November, they were married.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a surprise. They just went to the courthouse and didn't tell anybody. So
why don't they like him and why don't you like her?
Okay, so as far as her family is concerned with my brother, I think it's because of just their religious background. They actually moved in together before they were married, and that created a problem on her side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
As far as my family is concerned, to sum it up, Pretty much, my brother's ex-girlfriend, they were together for about 8 years, have a kid together. And me and my brother's ex-girlfriend were really close. So when my brother started dating this new girl and I was still kind of friends with his ex-girlfriend, which I guess I shouldn't have been, and followed her on Instagram, it created a whole problem between me, my brother, and my brother's then girlfriend. And it's just kind of gone on to a nasty cycle of her not liking me, me not liking her, and her really just not liking our whole family, because we don't hate his ex-girlfriend because she's the mother of my nephew and my mom's grandchild. So we do have a relationship, but that doesn't sit well with his new wife.
Right.
Yeah. I think, you know, his new wife, your sister-in-law, has to understand and realize that your brother's ex isn't going anywhere. She's always going to be in that picture because they have a child together. So she and her family have to understand and accept and realize that that situation, no matter what, will never, ever, ever, ever change.
I don't think you all have to get along, as long as, like, as long as you not liking your brother's wife doesn't affect your relationship with your brother, as long as it doesn't get to a level of toxicity where other relationships are hurting because of that one person. Like, we all know people where, God, once a year the wife comes over and you do Christmas dinner or you do whatever it is you're doing, and you just sort of tolerate each other, and then life goes on. So as long as she is not putting some sort of ultimatum on your brother, like, hey, it's your family or it's me, or we're getting to sort of that level of conflict, then I think that people can live together, because not everybody gets along.
Yeah,
it is at that level. It is. Sadly, So I just got married, and obviously I invited my brother, and the invitation was extended, of course, to his wife as well.
Yeah.
But she did not want to come, and she actually told my brother he was not allowed to go wedding.
Yeah, see, that's a problem. So unfortunately, there's nothing you can do in this situation, okay? Except for this. You tell your brother that you are more than willing to be cordial and do the bare minimum and just reduce conflict when conflict arises, although that's really his job to do. But your brother has to make a choice, because your brother can't live in a solid marriage where his wife is giving him ultimatums like it's your family or it's me, and you're not the one who can make that decision for him. That's just the reality of it, right? You can't you can't make that decision for him. You can be there for your brother, but you can't make that decision. And the only thing he can do is he has to figure this out, because this isn't something that you can just casually live a comfortable life with. It's not going to happen. Like, when your brother's girl, when your brother's wife gets invited to your wedding and she's like, don't go, I forbid you to go, that's a problem. Right? So he's got to make some tough decisions.
Yeah, and like, you never want to tell somebody, you know, I think you should get a divorce, you know, especially because they have children now. So
they do now.
They have two. So it's a very sticky situation. I know. Yeah.
He recognizes that there's a problem, right?
He does. Yeah, he's I feel bad. He's in a very hard place right now. Like, it's really difficult, obviously, to choose between, you know, your family, your mom, and now your new family, your wife, and even your kids. So
he shouldn't have to choose. Have you talked to him about it? Like, what does he say?
I think right now he's kind of realizing that he jumped into this too soon, because they got married within months of dating, and I don't think he really wants to admit that, but I think that he is now seeing the issues that it's causing.
You need to step back. Maybe it's your family's problem. Maybe it's you guys. Look at it this way, okay? Maybe it's you guys. Maybe it's you guys. Seriously. Maybe it's you guys. Yeah. Because right now, your brother has a couple of kids with a woman that you don't like. You need to come to the realization that maybe your relationship from this point forward with your brother is not going to be the way you remember it.
Yeah.
Okay. You may not get your brother back, because I would never advise somebody. Does he love this woman?
I hope yes.
Does he love her? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they good parents?
I don't know, Julia. It sounds to me like, you know, that he doesn't really his wife, that, like you said, because you said that he is regretting jumping into the marriage shortly after dating. So unless you guys had a conversation and he admitted to you that he doesn't feel like he loves her the way he thinks he should, then something doesn't add up. Is there something else that you're not telling us?
No, that is it. They're kind of going through something at the moment. So
suck it up, man.
Been over at our house. Yeah.
Suck it up. You're not going to screw up two kids because you might be unhappy.
No.
Don't do that. Look at the numbers. Don't do that. You don't get to do that. It's not that easy to walk away. A little bit of unhappiness in a marriage when you got two kids, it's not that easy. I know, like, when you look at, you know, TV shows and read these articles and unconscious coupling and all this stuff, they make it seem real easy. It's not. You're going to screw up the kids.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't get to hang out with your brother anymore.
Right. Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah.
Hitting you with the hard truth, Julia.
That's it.
You know, if they're good parents and he loves her, maybe it's you guys. Maybe it's you guys.
I mean... Yeah.
Maybe it's you guys. You're holding a grudge over your brother's girlfriend for over Instagram.
Well, okay, see.
Okay.
So, like, the other, that is just, like, to sum it up. But
sure.
For example, like, she also won't let my family see their children.
Right. Well, that's craziness then. It's not, your brother shouldn't stand for that. Listen, your brother's got some hard conversations to have with his wife.
Yeah.
Right? It's not your job.
Yeah, you're right.
He's got to do this. I feel for you. I feel for you. It sucks. But that's his job.
Yeah.
All right. Hope we help, Julia.
Jeez.
Yes. Well, thank you for listening.
No, of course.
Sarah Jessica Parker is going to star in this movie when they make it after this conversation.
Thank you for your question, and thank you for joining us on the Roz and Mocha podcast.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye, hon. God. Could you imagine?
Here, this one from DNZL. Denzel, be honest, have you ever used the quote, but I'm Roz or but I'm Mocha in public?
No, because everybody knows who I am, idiot.
Next question.
No, I've done it on the phone though.
Yeah.
But not in a snarky way, not in like a Reese Witherspoon way where I'm handcuffed and I'm like, do you know who I am? Yeah. God damn it. Not like that, but I've called and had people realize who I make sure they know who I am.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know if I've ever done that. I feel like out in public, I would feel weird because I don't want someone to see that happen and then go back and tell their family or friends, be like, yo, that Mocha guy's a real douche. Like, something went down and he pulled the but I'm Mocha card.
I'll tell you though, that's not what makes people think you're a douche. What makes people think you're a douche is when it happens and it's completely out of your control, is when you show up somewhere and somebody goes out of their way to make a big deal out of it when you're trying not to make a big deal out of it.
Right.
And then other people look and you're suddenly the douche because somebody else is bending over backwards for you. That's when you look like a huge douche.
See, I don't have to deal with any of this because I have a manager that calls and does it for me.
Yeah, Maury's fake manager. geez, there's so many fantastic questions this week.
Hey, is your kid dressing up for Halloween this year?
She is.
What is she? Because
I can't say.
The question from Steph: what are your kids dressing up for? As for Halloween this year,
I can't say. I promise. I'm not allowed to say.
No,
let's say. I will say this: last year, I made her costume. I sat at the sewing machine and made her cape and her skirt and her top and all
so
that
cute
stuff. She was like a cool vampire last year. I can't say this year. She's sworn me to secrecy.
We went to Winners and bought Cruz he's only 17 months.
Yeah.
So we bought him a hippo costume where it's just like a jacket and like a hood, but the hood is the head of the hippo.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't gone, fantastic. He's still young, like he hasn't gone trick-or-treating. So we're going to dress him up, take him to the neighbors.
Perfect.
Next to us, take him to the people across the street, and that's it.
I love that. Maury, I'll let you answer this one. If you had to do a how-to video tutorial on something, what would it be and the title of the video, please?
Okay, so how to for me would be how to take care of your debt.
Right.
And the title of the video would be how not to take care of your debt.
No, but if you had to do a how to video.
It's my famous thing that I always tell people is how to take care of debt. Like when you have bills coming in, it's the hierarchy of bills, right?
Right.
So when they come in, the new ones go at the bottom and then you pay as they continue to go to the top.
No wonder you're so broke. This comes from Proskos, Jonathan Proskos.
Okay.
How many times a day do you look at yourself in the mirror?
That question's obviously for you.
And he also said windows count.
This one's obviously for Roz. Like,
window okay. reflections count.
Okay, how many times?
Infinite. Like,
no, come on.
I don't even, I look at my, like, if I'm not, you have to understand, like, when I finish here and then I go and do the TV show, when I go and do ET Canada,
yeah.
like, if I'm not looking in a mirror, right, I'm looking at myself on a monitor.
Are you ever upset at what you see?
Am I ever upset at what I see?
Like, I'm not. When I look at you, I just see, like, you know, there's, like, glowing light around you.
Upset.
But I'm wondering if when you see you, do you ever go, oh.
No, Maury, I have professional makeup and a suit that, like, is tailored to my body under, like, glowing Barbara Walters lighting. Like, am I ever upset? No, when I walk off set, I may be upset because I'm like, oh, it's like the lights at the end of the night of a bar. Right? I get back into my dressing room, and my dressing room, I have a huge mirror in my dressing room.
Yeah.
It's floor to ceiling. It's gorgeous, right? But it's super old. And depending on how my bathroom door is closed, the wall sort of warps a little bit. And so some days when I look at my mirror, it's like one of those funhouse mirrors where I look super skinny. But other days in the summer when the humidity is happening.
And it warps even more?
It warps the other way.
Yeah.
Right? So then I look like I'm carrying an extra few around the middle. And it's very depressing. And I don't know how many other people have to, at work, see yourself in a giant mirror in your underpants. At work. I have to every day.
Oh, no.
And if I'm having a rough night, or if I haven't shaved down, or it's January and I don't have a tan, it's very upsetting. I'll agree with Maury. Yeah, it's very upsetting. So, yeah, sometimes when I do see my reflection, it is very upsetting.
I don't know how many times in a day I would see myself in the mirror or in a reflection. Like in the morning,
yeah.
when I'm getting ready, I guess when I'm at work and if I use the bathroom like two or three times, I don't know, maybe like five or six
really?
Times.
While you were counting to three, I counted to like 80.
See, for me, it's none. I don't even look at the rearview mirror.
No,
like, nothing.
Oh my God. I walk by the studio where there's dark frosting on the glass, and yeah. I just look to see myself.
God.
To see how my posture is and stuff like that. To see if my hair looks okay.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. Infinite. Anytime there's a reflection, anytime any reflective surface happens, I will look at myself in it. Not because I'm vain, but because I'm gorgeous.
Oh my God. What else do we have here? So many great questions. Oh, when do you guys start your Christmas shopping, and how much is done online versus in stores? Well, this comes to us from Michelle Williams.
Yes. I've already started.
Did you really?
Although Matthew and I've started for family. We have in the den, we have in the bathtub in Matthew's bathroom is where all the gifts go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're filling up the bathtub, but for us, we don't do Christmas anymore. It's anniversary presents. So I've started buying all of the stuff for our second anniversary.
Oh, really?
A towel came in with a huge photo of me on it for him.
Right. I think, weird.
Yeah.
Last year.
So Matthew can like dry his genitals with a towel with your face on it?
Yeah, it's a dream come true.
Oh, Jesus. Gross. So weird.
I think last year was the very first year that we bought everything, all Christmas gifts mm-hmm. online. And we started in December, and we got everything like fairly early. So I think we're going to go down that route again. It was the first time that I didn't have to step into a mall at all.
I think we were at like 90% last year of everything online.
And yeah.
There's still that 10% that we had to do in person. Catherine mainly does all that stuff because I just don't have the time. But I think that this year we're going to shoot for like 95%, if not 100%.
Do you ever suggest to family online. What you want? Like, do you ever like hint at what you want?
No, honestly, more because I don't want anything.
No, but like,
I'm at the point in my life right now where for the holidays and for Christmas, whatever it is, I want everybody to just be together, and I want to make a fantastic feast for everybody. I want the appropriate people to get drunk, and then I want everybody to leave at an appropriate time.
Oh, we've already
to me, that is all. That's all I want. I don't even want gifts. I really don't want gifts.
But the great thing about going to the mall is they got all the mirrors around.
Right, that's true.
Right?
Sometimes
the reflection and the glass.
Dude, honestly, sometimes I'll be in the bay and I'll just grab a shirt that I don't even like to try it on, just to get the access to those sweet mirrors and those change rooms. I'm trying on turtlenecks.
Sometimes like turtlenecks.
I don't even take it off the hanger while I'm in there. I'll just sit.
Oh my God. Ask Roz and Mocha. Every week we're going to post a picture that simply states, Ask Roz and Mocha.
Do one more?
No.
That happens on Wednesdays at Kiss925. So ask any question that you want, and you will have the opportunity to join us on a future episode of the podcast. Don't forget, as soon as you're done listening to this, rate and review the podcast. We would love it on Apple Podcasts and Google play?
Elizabeth Tripp, we're going to try and get to this. Maybe, geez, I don't even know.
What's the question?
Well, the question always comes up during the holidays is how do you cook a turkey for Thanksgiving or Christmas, whatever.
Yeah.
We will get to this. Well, let's do this one. Let's do the Thanksgiving turkey closer to Christmas. We'll do closer to the Christmas.
To
the
Christmas.
Yeah, I know, but we'll just talk about it then.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.